You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clutch to fuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down, yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
What? Come on. You can't not like that song.
I'm jamming.
You can't not. Look at that. Fucking can't not like that. Boom, 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 no, doop, no, no, doop, no. Boom. Some fat fucking long neck bass. Doom, dom, boom, doop, doop, doop. What's up? We're here. Another episode. Fucking Jesus Christ. Why do I do it?
What, just in general?
It's not like, you know, the guys who do this all the time getting fucking $10 million a week. Literally. Fucking thousands and thousands of dollars.
$10 million a week?
Dude, thousands of dollars. Literally what you'd make in your whole comedy career.
They make in a week?
Not a week. I'd say a month. Like, honestly.
A good month.
A month.
Yeah.
Like, a week would be.
2 months if I'm having a good year.
Damn it.
It's all right, dude. You're getting there.
Things might change very soon.
Hint, hint.
I make songs up now because I have a kid and it's easy to do. And someday soon I'll have money from you. See how that works?
That was good.
Thanks.
From me, I ain't got shit.
No, I was pointing to the camera.
Oh.
Speaking of ain't got shit. Yamanika is here.
Yes.
What's up, baby? How you doing?
I'm good. I've been running like a raggedy hag all day.
Really?
Just nonstop.
You tired?
I'm very tired. I'm currently on a tour with Tracy Morgan and filming the Meredith Vieira show. Two nice. Shows a day. Flying. I did my own podcast today. Did a spot. Now I'm here. So
Jesus Christ.
The only thing that's keeping me up is a vegan burrito. And if you look at me, you know shit about vegan is really keeping me together, but I'm trying it.
Why are you trying that?
You know, because I'm at the last stop.
Like, what white lady got you into that?
Actually, my Filipino friend is heavily into being vegan, and she's a vegan fitness
nice.
Come on, model. When was a fat Filipino? Never.
Oh, they have very fat faces. Sorry, Filipino community, but very fat face. Like, the culture looks very, like, Oompa Loompa-ish.
Yeah, I've seen some tubby Filipinos.
Yeah, but they got good tight pussies, though.
Oh, good.
That I know for real.
How do you know?
I stuck my finger in and let her squeeze.
Wait a minute.
This was back in the day.
Okay, back when you were exploring.
No, I wasn't. I've never explored, but you know, girls go, how tight is your pussy? I'm too into myself to be with a woman. Like, I'm too much like I'm the most amazing thing. I can't be with another woman. But, you know, girls do that. I don't know if all girls do, but, you know,
this doesn't sound like something I'm familiar with.
What do you mean? Like a pussy test?
Yeah, like, a tight test.
Like the equivalent of me touching Scopo's dick to see how big it is?
Well, yeah, I guess.
Okay. I've never done that, by the way.
You might want to do a tight test with his ass because guys' asses are supposed to be tight, so you would check that ass.
Yeah,
it is tight. It is pretty tight.
I'd lose that test. I've had so much ass play. I wash my ass from the inside out. I literally open it up like a dolphin hole. Just stick a scrunchie in there.
Rinse it out.
Yeah, dude. I fucking, my poor asshole.
No ass is looser than Ari Shaffir's.
Why?
He put it on the Legion of Skanks.
He has a loose asshole?
It looks like a pussy.
Oh, my God. Like,
first of all, move over there a little bit. Get on camera. Yeah,
there you go.
Sorry.
What do you mean it looks like a pussy?
There's like a second layer of skin around his asshole.
Is he?
He's got asshole lips.
Am I on camera? My back is looking real fat today.
No, you look good, baby.
I do look good?
Yeah.
And I have
show her what she looks like. Yeah.
Do I look thin?
There you go.
The vegan shit's not. Oh, but I still got my beat on from this morning.
Yeah, you look good, babe. Oh, yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, you got nice lips.
Thank you.
Is that perverted to say that?
No. I have on full makeup from this morning, so it's lasting. That's a testament to my makeup artist.
Let me ask you a question. Did you say he has a... why does... Ari Shaffir has been thin since I've known him. Why does he have a pussy ass?
He had hemorrhoids, and he never got them, checked out.
Oh.
And they just, made his ass look like shit. Like a pussy.
What happened? Did they die like grapes? I mean, I don't understand.
I mean, I never really got into it with him.
Why would you?
Did you take a look? Though,
buddy, you look at a guy's asshole. It looks like a vagina. You finish that conversation. You don't wait.
I just saw it on the podcast.
That's not something 20 years from now. Hey, dude. By the way, remember when I saw your asshole?
You got pussy asshole.
Why? What's up with your pussy asshole?
It looks terrible. Yeah.
Yeah. What if he gets it fixed? Then you'll never be able to have the conversation.
I can put my finger in the pussy asshole.
See how tight it is.
That makes me want to look at my asshole. How do you do that?
You want to call him?
A series of mirrors, I think.
Yeah.
People, it's just one mirror, but if you're a little bigger, I think you need more mirrors.
That's when technology, like old technology, would come and hit like a Xerox machine. Would be fucking perfect right now.
Well, how about this?
Spread the cheeks.
I would just say just phone, Skype yourself your asshole.
Can't do that.
With a selfie stick just behind No, you don't think so?
No, that's like one of those loofah sponges on a stick. Those don't work
exactly.
either.
You think so?
They work? No, they don't work in your asshole.
I saw my asshole today because I have like a pimple or something. Or an ingrown hair. Like
you do?
Right by my asshole.
Uh-huh. What?
And I was like, I was feeling it. I was scratching my ass last night. I was like, what is that? And then this morning, I was like, I got to check that out. And it was.
How did you check it out?
I took a mirror and I just.
Mm. Who helped you
spread your ass cheeks apart? Did you have a whole crew?
I was about to say every intern on this show has ass problems. He's got his. Kelly had hers. I've had it at Fisher in the past. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I have a. Since you're admitting it, do you have anything wrong with you?
I have a roid, I think.
Wow.
Nice. I have one roid. I think.
That's the coolest way I've heard people talk about hemorrhoids. I got a roid, baby.
Yeah, I want to let you know, though, you're on like a really nice morning show or afternoon show, right? I don't want you to fucking just be tired. I don't want to take advantage of you because you're tired and you've
I'm
had
not
no
tired food. At all. I'm very awake. I'm very awake. I know how to be awake when I need to be. And don't worry about the daytime shit. I become the true nigga I need to be in the because the daytime is like all of this
Hang
shit.
Hang on. Segue. Yeah. Happy Martin Luther King Day.
And I didn't post anything about it. Somebody got very upset. I haven't had a chance to post. And they were like, how come you're on television, you're not posting about Martin Luther King? I'm like, motherfucker, everybody know about motherfucking Martin Luther King. Yeah. Okay, I ain't the first motherfucker. If I'm introducing you to Martin Luther King, you failed. And his dream has died.
Right.
Sure.
I'm just keeping it real.
That's true. So you have a roid.
I think I'm a roid. I mean, I don't know. I'm in this.
Not to digress.
I'm that was on his dream. This fiber, high fiber, and I'm getting it from like Satan and stuff like that because I'm doing like a vegan kind of thing. So there's been some episodes, and I'm breaking out in hives too from the stress.
Why?
I think it's stress. I'm going to go. I don't know. I have to see a doctor, but I have like hives.
Ooh.
Stress hives.
Are you stressed out, bub?
I'm 1,000% stressed out. But not like I'm happy, but it's just I don't have any time to rest. So I'm not getting a full night's sleep. So it's like by the time I lay down, I got to get right back up.
Do you want me to get you the mic? You lie on the couch and do the show?
The way I lie down is a little different than everybody else.
What is the way?
Well, hang on, you fucking little minion.
I'm interested.
Well, it's not sexy at all because I have sleep apnea, so I have to plug up into a machine.
Okay.
And that's mostly why I was like, I just can't lie down. It'll be my last lay.
You have to sleep like the elephant man?
I have to sleep, like I have to be propped up behind my two of my cats, propped up on both sides and the machine.
You have to lay on your back?
I can lay on my side, but sometimes it's really sexy when I'm trying to fuck.
What is this?
Fuck with the mask on?
I have to move. If I fall asleep, I don't want to, maybe give me good dick. And I'm like, I can't go to sleep unless I got this mask on my damn face. So who knows?
Damn. Oh, good for you.
First of all, the zit on your butt is from shaving your asshole.
No, I think it's ingrown hair.
That's from shaving your asshole.
When was the last time you shaved
your asshole?
Last time Bailey J was here. It's a shemale. Dude, you've shaved your asshole.
I've nared it.
Yeah, so.
Why were you doing that?
You know, there's just too much hair there.
Just for aesthetic reasons?
Yeah.
You need the hair there. It actually stops a lot of bacteria from entering into your body. The hair is necessary.
Yeah, but if you want dick in it, it's really a nuisance.
Very cosmetic. It's
Why don't you just cornrow it to the side?
Oh, that's a good look.
What, like a white man? Like a white fighter's hair?
Yeah, exactly.
Have you ever popped something and like just seen it? My grandmother had a wicked blackhead on her back. Like 5 years ago, and I'm like grossed out by. I have friends that like these pimple videos where you pop.
Oh, those are fucking horrific.
I hate those. But she had a blackhead that was so intense. When I went in and started digging in that sucker, a whole nigga came out. I promise you, it was just digging. Because she was like, "I think I saw on my back and itches," and it was a whole.
You pulled
thing
out a point
up.
Guard.
I was pulling it. Exactly.
Earl Boykins was in her back.
Yeah, and then shot a free throw, and it was all the game on the game. Called the blackhead.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. We'd never be able to laugh at this on this day if she wasn't saying that. My show would be over.
It's true.
there is the thing called, and I was looking into it. I used to throw up a lot easier than I do now, number one, because I have a kid. And you see so much fucking nutty shit from the second he comes out of a vag and a fucking shit ball fucking flops out of your wife's butt. And, you know, fucking you have to cut the cord and all the whatever. Yeah. But you kind of get desensitized to that stuff. So, but they call it zit porn.
Oh, I hate that stuff.
And it's really big right now. Fuck. There's actually a doctor who pops zits, and she has a porn site that... It's like phenomenal how many
what
hits
they,
it gets.
They're
like
banging them and popping zits?
People, it's not porn where they're jerking off to it. Mm-hmm. They're not jerking off to it. They call it zit porn, you know, like food porn.
Yeah.
Right. So, but people cannot not watch this.
I hate
zits.
That shit, dude.
I get it because it's like, it's remarkable that there can be this little hole or this pimple, and then you squeeze it, and underneath in your body is all this fucking... white pus, and it smells, and it's gross.
God. I don't want any. This is disgusting. I can't do this right now. I had it. Oh no!
So
please stop describing this.
I know, dude. I threw up. I threw up too. But
Fuck! I've seen someone's tricked me, and it's just like they pull it out, and there's been like hairs and shit, and like blood,
ingrown
oh,
hairs.
God, I can't.
Yeah.
Why gross. Would anybody? How is she allowed to do that?
Ways too,
she's a doctor. That's her. She's supposed to do it.
But why post the video? I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Because you could probably get some million hits.
No, I have friends who watch this shit.
Yeah.
And it's the worst when you come into a video. They're like, look at this. And it's already like, I saw one. This guy had a goiter or something on his neck. And
oh, no.
And the way they were, it was squirting out like a Nerf gun. And I mean, I was wickedly sick. It was, you know, the sickest thing I ever saw in life was my grandfather and my grandmother was sitting on the porch one day having lemonade. Now, if you see two black people on the porch having lemonade, run the other way.
Right.
Okay. They were having lemonade, and my grandmother goes to my grandfather's nose. He goes, Ned, I think you have something. She starts pushing up his nose, and all of these like white things came out of his nose. I went and I showered like a rape victim. I felt so dirty. I couldn't drink lemonade for
the
years.
Silkwood shower.
For years.
I shaved my balls. Shave my
that
balls.
Seems too much
it,
too involved.
I do it once in a while. I trim them up. Whatever
special occasions.
I got this trimmer, a shower trimmer that's
you trim
waterproof.
Them up. It's so much better.
I trim it up. But what happens when you trim it and you're not using a great razor? And I didn't. I used one of these fucking cheap.
Right.
They say they're nice, but they're you know you use them in the shower and they trim your this and that. And I use that on my nuts, and I got an ingrown hair zit.
Oh fuck.
And it's a nightmare because you have a pimple on your sack.
Yeah.
And at my age, it's like, oh, I'm dying of cancer.
Yeah.
I'm dead. I'm dead.
Everything,
I got to get my nuts cut off. I'm fucked, you know. And then you got to have your wife. It's like, honey, it's to the point where it's like, honey, ugh, this is... You know, remember the guy that fucking used to fuck you outside and hold your hair and make you suck his dick while he was driving down fucking 95?
None of these seem like positive attributes, by the way.
Well, I used to be fucking cool. And right. I was like, hey, can you look at my nut? I think I have an ingrown hair. I'm dying of cancer.
You're Jewish now,
too? Do you go to Jew? Yeah, you're just a Jew.
Well, when I get old, I'm going to turn Jewish when I get older.
That's a good
goal. Yeah, it's... Look, it is what it is. You get these little nuggets.
I have no desire to shave my balls.
I was going to say, you never got anything on your butthole.
No, I've never had.
You have no roids. I told Nothing. You might have roids.
I don't know.
You're shitting ribbons.
I'm shitting ribbons.
You've definitely
had
roids. Yeah.
You think so?
With the shit you've eaten.
Oh, is it an eat thing?
It's not that. It's that he's shitting ribbon candy.
Yeah.
It came out in a
bowl.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so what do you mean?
Very understanding.
I have black Easters. We have ribbon candy all the time.
Oh, I see. You were just commenting on the candy. Actual, yeah.
You know the description I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Yeah, so that means you have something blocking your roids. I mean, your asshole. Your shit should come out like a tube, not ribbons.
It'd be nice if it was.
Yeah, you have a nice roid up there.
Does it hurt when you have to do your shit?
Sometimes, once in a while.
Why don't you have a nice cleanse? A nice
How do I do that?
Juice and cleanse.
Just juice?
Just juice for a week. I'm doing this thing right now with I'm doing the
Looking
thing.
At me for? I have no idea.
Camacho.
Hector Camacho.
No. I can't think of the fucking name of the thing now, but it's it gets sort of the bacteria in your gut.
Okay.
And it's a drink
there's
you can
a
get.
Lot
it's it's
bacteria.
A you can get Synergy.
Kombucha.
Kombucha. That's what
there
it is. There's a kombucha
How the
drink.
Fuck do you
booch?
And there is
I know
Synergy.
About booch.
But you should do that. I've been doing the kombucha for a week.
How's the shits looking?
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, they're just coming out.
In 1 week I'm down 5 pounds. Mm. So, you know, but I'm also watching what
You're also going vegan.
Do you understand how fucking nuts that is? You shit out 5 pounds of shit that was just hanging out.
Hanging on.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just hanging out. It's nuts to me that you have 5 pounds of shit like, just in your body.
Isn't that the story about John Wayne, how his whole, like, it was just dead from all the, like, red meat he was eating? He was just, like, all over his colon. He had, like... 10 pounds or something of just
I
like,
mean, it could be. We're not going to fact check it. I don't have the time to.
I mean, it was. I mean, that's what it was.
So yeah, okay, there you go. Yeah, yeah. I have no fucking idea.
All right, did it.
Oh, you going to fact check that?
Is it wait, Clint Eastwood or
John Wayne?
John Wayne?
Clint Eastwood's alive.
Okay. He probably has
well
the same
there,
thing.
Cowboy. I'm John Wayne.
You know an impression's kidding. Good when you have to say the name at
yeah,
the end of it?
Because it's like,
Yeah, that sounded like any white guy in slow motion. Hey, so you're on the show in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it the morning, right?
Yes, it's
now,
the morning.
She,
well, it depends. It's syndicated, so it's 2 o'clock here. It's 1 o'clock some places, 10 o'clock some places, 11, whatever.
So, okay, so you're on the show, and it's basically like The View, right? Or do you have a guy on there?
No, we have a guy on there, and it's the difference.
Is the guy gay or straight?
It's Lance Bass
Lance
from NSYNC.
Oh, nice.
The View.
It's
actually a better view.
The view is looking up at a guy's dick.
Yeah. The difference between us and The View, I mean, much respect to The View, is it's the Meredith Vieira show. So we come on and do hot topics for about 30 minutes, and then she carries the rest of the show. So, it, you know, The View, they kind of all work together.
That's a smart idea. You know why? Because too many cooks fucking spoil the broth. And it's true. The View, they can become fucking just, you know, screaming over each other, almost like this podcast.
Yeah. Oh, that all the time.
Well, yeah. They change it up every couple of years. They have a new cast in The View.
Well, because they fucking wind up hating each other's guts.
Each other. Right.
Because, you know, they have this view or that view, and they're all the alpha females, and you need to have her. You come on, do your thing.
Right.
Lance does his thing.
Yeah.
Whoever else does their thing.
Yeah.
And then they, all right, cool, great. You're a great part of the show, but it's my fucking show. I'm going off to do this now. Thanks.
Yes.
See you later. I think that's a great idea. I've never seen the show. And I actually like it. She was on the Today Show.
Yes.
She replaced, what's her name?
Katie
Couric. Yes. And then she went on. Didn't she go on to something else after
that? She did Who Wants to Be a Millionaire before she.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and she's the sweetest woman. And I like that this is her vehicle and that we're just a part of it because honestly, I'm not. Daytime, like there's
so many
white bitches in the Midwest that can't stand me and my fucking.
That's awesome.
Mario, I just know a it's just a whole thing, and they tweet about me and they fucking write letters, but they don't understand that at least 10 Jews have signed my contract for the next couple of weeks. So
are you on for 2 weeks?
Good luck. No. I'm like, but I mean, we're after this season is done.
You're done? Really?
We're done.
Why?
I don't know if I can say. It wasn't a bad thing. It's just
Lance Bass fucked her husband.
No. Well, you know, with the thing about daytime television in general, like she's very interested in being a person of the people. So she does a lot of special interest pieces. She really cares. So I think sometimes in daytime, people really want, you know, the rah, rah, rah. And she's really, you know, she's an acclaimed journalist and, you know, a very professional woman, very sweet woman. So, you know, she was giving a great show. It's a great show. I'm very proud of being on it. But, you know, the time is what it is. And we're all kind of going off to do, you know, whatever we have to do. I can't keep having white women in the Midwest write me fucking letters like
really
I'm fucking
you?
12. Oh, you fucking kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
And they're actually writing letters.
They're writing letters. I didn't even know the post office was still a thing. I didn't even change my mail when I moved a week
ago.
They come in
every morning with two big canvas bags for her of hate mail.
There's
four letters for Lance Bass.
I can't do it. Well, you know, the thing about it is the good thing about it is I'm a comic. And when you're a comic doing anything, you can just be you. I'm not worrying about playing any games. I'm not worrying about appeasing to this crowd or doing that. I'm just doing my shit. You like what I do or you don't like what I'm doing. I'm just going to tell you the honest to God truth because I do it on stage all the time. So I think it's a little jarring when you see black women normally on television in that capacity, kind of like, well, you know, and saying the PC thing. And I'm always saying the thing that's and everybody's fucking mine, and I'm not gonna be PC about it. So it's like, well, who the fuck is this nigga up here and in my bridge club beating, fucking up my shit and with her shit, and I don't wanna hear her shit. You know, I've had a woman say that she hopes that somebody rapes me.
Jesus.
Because
Christ.
I was against guns. And she's like, you don't get it. And one day, I can't wait for somebody to try to rape you. So you can.
Jesus.
And I was like,
Christ.
First of all, lady, good luck with that, because ain't nobody ever tried to rape me. I'm a little offended by it, actually. And fuck you. So, but you can't say that all the time. Fuck you.
Well,
you say it on here.
Yeah, you can say it on here. I'm not to sidetrack anything, but my producer's getting too comfortable. He's actually doing well on the show. Where is he, you fucking moke?
He said he was on his way. He'd be here in 1 minute.
Get on it.
I just talked to him.
Well, let me fucking know. I'm the fucking guy you communicate with.
Breaking the fourth wall here.
I'm looking right at the camera. Scopo's a fucking moron. Okay? Okay? I'm Dom DeLuise and Burt Reynolds. He's a fucking idiot.
Oh, two guys
fucking
that I love growing up.
God, you're just the worst.
Didn't want to say it on the air. He texted me.
Me yapping.
Scopo, you always have those 3 minutes after you had that one good one when Bobby didn't yell at you. These were the best, the highlight.
Those were the days.
I was like, hey, this is not bad. This is kind of nice.
Paul Lauren, our, you know, the other producer of the show or whatever. I don't know. What do you call her?
Lauren.
Okay.
Scopo's not pleased with her getting a producer
credit. I love it.
But I took it right away because I saw his eyebrows. He's got that fucking zit on his asshole.
That's
Lauren,
gonna pop, yeah.
Lauren's fucking killing it. Lauren came in with a fucking book that she made that says YKWD and laminate.
Oh,
with what?
Shit.
This fucking idiot's been here for 4 years. I haven't seen a note.
I got my notepad open. I got a couple things down already.
He is the fucking dumbest. He has no... Literally could have his own show.
Yeah.
Literally could have took this away from me and said, I got it. And I would have just faded the fuck away. But I got to stay here. Got 9 o'clock on a fucking sub-zero night coming from Westchester. Left my fucking kid because fuckhead doesn't have one fucking ambitious bone in his fucking body.
Hey, you want that back?
Alright, so anyways. Lauren is home who has...
What's up with Lauren?
She has kidney stones.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
What do you get those from?
I thought only guys got those.
Me too. Lauren.
Let me get it, but I forget.
Lauren has a nice cock.
Yeah. Just a
my pussy's big. Yeah, it's your asshole.
Very painful process.
Yeah, she's got to pass it tonight.
Oh.
But here's the good part: we're gonna get to keep it, and we're gonna put it up on the shelf.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it's massive.
Jeez.
I know, but they're little minute stones.
Yeah.
It's not gonna be. Yeah, it's not like a gallbladder. Gallstones are fucking huge. Gallstones can be really big, and they have to cut those out. I think. And they're actually really pretty. Gallstones.
Gallstones.
Yeah, my my cousin, who my Uncle Jimmy's daughter, she's an actress, and in L.A. She's literally she that side of the fucking Donlin pool got the genes. I mean, she looks nothing like me.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, she's just a I mean, she's an 11. She sings. She dances. She acts, and she had gallstones.
Oof.
But she showed me a picture of them. I'm like, those look like gems. Like, I think I went fucking hunting for those in North Carolina.
Are you sure they're not just hers or beautiful?
Yeah, like, what do you, did you fucking, what do you, half unicorn? I don't understand. Gallstones, if you Google image gallstones, they're, some of them are real pretty. And they turn black, I guess, but... It's I wanted one. I wanted to make like a necklace or earrings with them for my wife.
The just your Etsy store.
Etsy. Fucking all right, Etsy. Gallstone.
You know what? I wish I could produce something like that.
Gallstones.
Well, gallstones.
Something beautiful.
Well, maybe someday you can. We don't know what's wrong with you yet.
Well, there's a lot of shit wrong with me.
Well, physically, you have hives?
I have hives.
Because you're nervous, you got stress.
Yeah, maybe it's like nerves or stress. I don't know. Look at that. Look at that hives.
Ooh. I think that's called leprosy.
No. Yeah, actually, could you just like leave right now? No.
Bob, and it wasn't.
Can you not touch my table with that?
It's not. Listen, I've been checked out by a doctor.
Well, what the fuck? They let you leave?
Yeah, because strain. It's not anything that they. I have to go through it other than go through it. Like,
did you?
Ointment.
Who'd you fuck?
No one.
Let me see you. What the fuck are you gonna do with that?
I get so nervous that I'm missing stuff all the time that I, you don't understand. I have so much stress that my phone's off because I'm like constantly have to be on my calendar.
Yama, what do you think you're missing?
I don't know. Something. I've had shows.
You got a TV show. You're on a TV show. You're a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
What else? You got something else. You got your own podcast.
Got my own podcast.
And then what else? You got something else.
I'm trying to make sure my uterus is working.
No, that's not it.
Oh. I feel like this is what would you do with your life? I'm missing God.
Is this what's stressing you out right now? What you don't have, you're missing?
I just moved also.
From where?
So I moved from one side of Harlem to the other side of Harlem. Mm. And.
Why'd you do that?
Because it was too many white people coming into the side that I was on.
Really?
Yeah. I went to my building one day, it was all Dominican, and then one day I went, it was five little white kids playing, like,
oh, like children.
Freely the lobby area on little, like, tricycles. I was like, I'm the fuck out of here.
Isn't that the dream?
No, not for me.
You're a reverse gentrifier?
Yes. I've got to keep moving to the Brown constantly.
Is there a liquor store around here? That sells Lucy's.
Yeah,
I'd like to live here.
I need it. I really want to live around. I honestly, I grew up in the suburbs of Maryland, and
oh,
it was
shit,
like
I'm from Baltimore.
Oh God,
we got a bomb. Be more careful. But I was born in Baltimore, but I was raised in Aberdeen.
Oh shit.
So
okay.
It's like Bel-Air. For me, I want to see as much, and I went to an all white school, so I like to see Brown as much as I can because I didn't have it. So I you know, maybe I'll regret it. I don't know. But
have you ever been with a white guy?
Tried a couple times.
You never been with a white guy?
I've tried.
What the fuck does tried mean?
You know.
Why did it not happen?
I have to just get used to the color of the penis.
What do you mean? What the fuck is
it's
that?
It's too white.
Can't you just close your eyes and
can't you just
it
put
out?
It in your vagina and not look at it?
Put on a brown condom. Put on a colored. Put on a black condom. You'll be good to go.
Yeah, just stick it in a cake.
It took me so long.
Hang on one second. This is the
shocking.
This is the bomb bam down. And I'm actually if you say something that sucks, you get this. And it's right here. So, I have it.
It took me a long time to get used to penis in general.
Okay.
Really?
And yeah, I was a late bloomer. And you know, I think whoever I would have started with probably would have been. So if I had started with a white guy, I probably would have been.
With a white guy?
Consistently doing that. But I started with, like elephant trunk.
And
really? it wasn't so much like an elephant trunk. It was like I got one of those weird ones that curved to the side. Yeah. And I hadn't really seen penis
before.
I got
a curve.
Banana
so I had to
one?
Call my girlfriend. Yeah, I guess it was like.
Like a banana. They call it banana cock.
Yeah, and I was like, is it supposed to be?
Hers curved out of
like
being so big. Right. Yours curved out of freakishness.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yours is
better. Are you pocketing one or the other?
I'm going up left, up and to the left a little bit.
But that's good. I mean, I don't think it matters what size your penis is. If you have an upswing, it's good because it hits.
Yeah, I watched a porn one time, and the guy didn't have a big dick, but his dick turned like up, and it was giving girls the most intense orgasms they ever had in their life.
Did you? That's little dick propaganda right there.
Where is he?
He's a block away.
Thank you. With your fucking porn fucking
anecdote.
That was a good one.
I got you, buddy.
Hey, here's the deal. This is weird that she says this because...
You have a penis here for me now?
No. Okay. I'd love to see you fucking crank one out right now. I just got your titties just fucked me up. Sorry,
you did shake
some weird stuff.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's fine.
I didn't even
know. I'll tell you why, because I was very this weekend. There was a lot for some reason. There was a lot of girls at my show this weekend.
There was, yeah.
I used to get chicks at my show when I was little thin Bobby, but. This weekend there was a lot of good looking women
came out
to the casino over at Comics, and I had Starve Baby. And we actually hung out at the bar, and there were some girls that came up and they started talking to us, and they were fucking really pretty girls.
Yeah,
and the one girl who was talking, she actually said that I just got my first big dick and I'm never going back.
Yeah.
She was like, fuck little dicks.
Absolutely.
She was like mad that she was with little dicks. Like she didn't know. It was almost like she didn't know big dicks
existed.
Like it was like a myth. And then she got one. She's like, they have big dicks?
Yeah.
It probably was a regular size. Because
no, we saw it.
It was huge.
She saw
because
it. She showed
a big,
us a big
I'm telling you, a big penis.
Yeah.
Is not the thing. It really isn't. Number one, I broke up with a guy because
I thought you said you like big dicks.
I don't mind a big dick, but I don't. If you're not gonna marry me, you can't be wearing my shit out. Because then if I don't know who's gonna follow up this show, it can be regular. See, I think sometimes girls look at a dick.
You're not gonna let Louis C.K. go on in the middle.
I had a guy.
You want him to go on the end.
8 or 9 inches, maybe 8 to 10 inches is not huge.
What?
Well,
but
I'll see you guys later.
Stop. I need you to stop. Yeah.
10 inches is huge, yum.
Listen to me.
No, 13 inches, 12 inches. Yum, you start to get deep like
Bubba,
that and thick.
Listen to me.
I'm telling you.
I'm telling you, as an owner of a dick, and I'm a member of the
four dick owning
community.
registered dick owner.
Listen. Bubba, listen to me. It's 9 and 10 is big. 13 is fucking circus freakish.
I've had 9 and 10, and I'm telling you, I've had to the point where I'm like, there's.
You have ever six? You ever have a fast six?
Yeah. I fell in love.
What about a shade?
I fell in love with a guy that
six.
Was like a 5'6".
Bubba, right. You ever have a fucking fast six?
I've had a sloppy five.
A sloppy
where
five.
Sloppy five.
And he was big, and I had to lift up his gut.
Oh, this is triggering for me right now.
But you're not. Is your gut laying like that? You
it's
gotta
not
have
that
it
bad.
Lift.
No, I don't have to lift.
Like I would have to lift, and I would have to get on top of him and push like this while I was pushing down. So I'd be like,
it's double the work.
Hola, hola, you know what I'm saying? Like, I be doing the kid and playing shit. It was difficult. He had, like, so much shit going on. Uh-huh.
Speaking of fucking massive dicks, Kurt Metzger just showed up.
I heard about Kurt from
Kurt's got
Karen.
A big, big dick.
I haven't seen it.
But
though,
how was that? How was that sloppy five?
Karen's a little girl, though. Anything could be big dick to her.
No. I've seen his dick actually in a photo.
Yeah.
Next to a human's face for perspective. And it was fucking like, oh my God. I know the girl's face. So I was like, oh my, this is a massive dick.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. There was no foreshadowing.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was like right next to each other. Yeah. He's got a big piece. Mm-hmm. See, I think that have you ever had a six inch dick?
I
just got a stutter.
The second guy I ever dealt with, he was about 5 or 6. Maybe 5 or 6.
What's up, Kurt?
He didn't have a big penis, but he didn't. Hey, baby, he didn't fuck me right away. He got to know me and made me fall in love with him, and then he eased a small penis up on me. So by that time,
that's my move.
I had fallen for him, and I was digging into like who he was as a person. But his sex was whack. He used to wear sneakers to fuck me because he would slip out the puss.
Really?
Yeah, he would have to wear sneakers, and I was like, I can't, This
fuck
fucking
traction.
Is like sponsored by Adidas, and it was like fucked up.
I told you sometimes I slip out the pool.
Here's the thing, man. I mean, you have a big dick, so you don't even like your life.
It's a good size. I don't know.
Good size for who? An elephant? Dude, you have a
not
nice.
For my girl.
You got a big.
Sure.
She doesn't like the big dick.
It's just hard on her.
What an issue.
It is hard on her. But yeah. She says 9 and 10, which I think your dick is not big. That's good. 13 is a big dick.
Yeah.
To her.
Wow.
6 is just useless.
So what was the guy with sneakers?
No, I said he was a 5'6". He was like a 5'6".
Five, six.
Yeah, he was a small, but I fell in love with him, so I got to know
you
him.
You know what the problem is, dude? Girth is more of a problem than length. Mm-hmm. Length is not as much of a...
So you got a wide dick.
The girth is a problem.
Oh, God.
But if the girl doesn't have the space, some girls are deeper and some girls are not. Like, you fucking a shallow chick...
That'd
you're not going to get all the way up in there and half of your penis is going to be missing out on the joy. You got to, you know, you got to get in there.
I have no problem with it. My dick fits every pussy.
Yeah.
Do you understand that?
One size fits all. Absolutely.
Yeah, my dick's
the master key.
Every single pussy.
Yeah. Bobby's dick should come with a hotel room. Like with a bottle opener.
I have a superintendent dick. Anyways, we were talking about all this fucked up shit. I want to talk about too is that.
Did you introduce me?
What's that?
Did you introduce?
Oh yeah, of course I did. When you sat down,
yeah.
We were talking to these girls this weekend, and this fucking girl was just
that girl
so into big fucking cock.
Who?
And I've never like girls usually play that down, but she was like, she was a blonde girl. She was really pretty. And she just had her first big day.
Were you talking to her from stage?
No, no. We were at a bar.
She came and hung out,
she was at the show.
I had the conversation come up.
What size dick do you like, whore?
Yeah.
She was like, big.
We were all spitting on her. She was on her knees.
Oh, shit. What happened?
Yeah.
Sherrod and Artie outside.
It looks like you're the accused story you're about to tell me. You're finally going to pay.
Nah. How funny would that be if I just got arrested? I literally murdered my wife. Max is in a car over in Washington Square Park, just sitting in a car that's running. I just wanted to do one more cast before I left. See you guys later. Woo, wah, KWD.
That would be the best podcast of
oh
all time.
Oh, my God.
If
no, the one
right
from
now.
Jail would be.
Yeah.
So I'm getting fucked in the ass.
Is that the Bill Cosby album from, or did you always have that here?
That was always here.
They took them down at Stand Up Labs.
Yeah.
They had a consultant.
Yeah.
And that's one of their consulting.
What do you mean a consultant?
They're not making any money. I don't know if they are now, but at the time when they got a consultant, I
love
remember.
That you pulled back on that.
I want to think that we do something for this network. Anyway. The consultant's main
well,
tip was.
We have a beautiful network right here. Come on
great.
Down. Come on down, son. I'll let you sit in this chair. Sherrod will sit over there. I'll fight you for it. Race wars.
You get the good mic finally. But their tip was take down the Cosby albums on the wall. That's step one to making big money.
Crazy?
Yeah. And then they came down. I wasn't emotionally invested in it, but we acted like we were outraged.
Really?
We had Godfrey yell at them as Cosby.
Yeah, I got a couple good ones. I got All in the Family, Don Rickles. I got King of Comedy. I got George Byrne. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I mean, he's really not that funny. He was. I mean, he's funny, of course.
Well, he was
a
rapist.
I think we
that's
have
what this is. But.
This is a war
no, George Byrne.
Album.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Yeah. What do you think those cigars were? What his dick didn't work anymore. Use those. Yeah, but I don't know what album that is though. But he looks like he's having fun.
Yeah.
Well, he probably had a nice night beforehand, you know.
Yeah.
He might be shitting his diaper in that picture.
I can't believe he's fucking done.
Who?
Yeah. Cosby. It's a wrap.
I can't wait till these baseless accusations get cleared up. another victim of the white media.
Wait, did you see the diss track? Somebody made it. The one girl made it like a rap diss
oh,
track.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
What's up?
Jeez.
You all right?
I heard something.
Yeah.
Someone's trying to get
oh, God.
It is the cops.
It's Liz.
Oh, what's that? Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Liz. It came in with
hey,
fucking
Liz.
Gift.
Oh, nice.
Look at this.
Woo.
Very
check
nice.
This out. These are new.
Yeah.
Oh,
these
that's
are
awesome.
Good ones.
Yeah.
Available right now at the Comedy Cellar.
They're limited.
These ooh. Are limited. You can't get these
can't
bitches.
Ooh.
Look at that. Look at that.
That's
oh,
awesome.
I got fucking the video guy checking his fucking Twitter feed. Right now, so I'm the only one who has this.
Well, fucking I just gave one to Metzger.
I got one too.
And I just gave one to Voss.
Oh, you gave one to Voss? But don't you have to work here to get one? More than fucking once a year? Look at that. What's up? Oh, boom. I'm wearing it.
Looks nice.
I fucking love this hat. This is good as a motherfucker. Where can you get the t-shirts?
Put it away. Turn it
where can you? Yeah.
Well, yeah. The floppy part forward.
Why? The floppy part's great. I love that.
You know what it is.
Dude, we look like fucking elf as criminals.
Yeah. It's not so much advertising. It's just that they don't have one.
Yeah,
I'm just,
yeah.
Me and my friend Bobby are showing off our hats.
Makes me really want one.
Yeah. That's the secret to advertising.
I have a hat on.
You have a hat, too. The Comedy Store just got these.
Really?
I'm kidding. No, it's fucking 900 degrees in L.A. Why would they have hats? Thank you very much, Liz.
Thank you, Liz.
Fucking love these. These are
thank
great.
Thank you, the Comedy
Cellar. Hey, don't they have Comedy Cellar t-shirts, too?
They do.
Where do you get those?
You can get them at the Comedy Cellar.
I think we have one right here.
Or you can email me. You can I'll send you one.
What's the email? Ooh. Get her on that mic real quick.
You can email me at liz@comedycellar.com, and I'll send you one
and
after
here,
you pay me.
And there's the world-famous logo right there, the Comedy Cellar. Right there, you can go to.
This is a good
what's it again?
To.
Give it one more time.
Liz@comedycellar.com.
Liz@comedycellar.com.
Yes.
T-shirts. I have one of those T-shirts. I love it. This hat is good, right? You know when you get a fucking hat and it stinks.
No, this is good, especially like that, it's 2 degrees outside right now.
Yeah, like the sweat. I didn't wear a hat in here. I don't fucking wear my stupid. I look like a fucking Martian walking in here.
Yeah, this is a good one.
I'm getting a little hot right now. If I pass out, you got to take this hat off me.
I got the same. I'm in the same boat as you.
Enjoy the hat.
With a sauna.
Love
hat.
You, Liz. Thanks, Lizzie.
Bye.
What were we talking about?
Big dicks.
My head's gonna.
I came in.
Fall.
You guys were really into cock.
Yeah, I know. We usually are.
Bill Cosby.
Were we talking about Bill Cosby? Oh, Bill Cosby.
Far from finished. But in fact, finished. Yeah.
I can't believe it. It's fucking ridiculous that Bill Cosby is just done.
Yep.
There's no coming back.
Oh, the rap diss track. That's what it was.
Oh, right.
Who did it?
The one at Cole. Her name is.
Really? Jesus. Can you pull that up on the computer?
You got to play this rap
on the computer.
Oh man, that's not good. That's like when Eminem's mom wanted to set the record straight with rap.
Oh no!
Do you remember she put out her own rap album to counteract his?
That's how you're gonna beat Eminem at rapping.
Kill my mom rap.
Yeah.
Fuck.
There's nothing more mortifying than that.
How many rapes was he accused of?
40, 50.
It's up to 60 now.
Is it? No, you can't rape 60 women.
Well, he did.
That's what it's. The accusers are up to.
It's probably more than that, honestly.
Do you think he raped all 60 women?
No.
Not that this. Look, fuck him.
No,
he's a rapist.
I don't at all. But there's so many that there's got to be like.
Is he raped? Of course, that's what I'm saying. He raped. He raped. Let's just throw that. He's raping.
He's definitely raping.
He's raping.
I believe Janice Dickinson when I saw the interview. I didn't think she was lying.
Yeah, I don't think she lies.
I saw people like, oh, her fake crying. Like, she just had a lot of shit done to her face, so it doesn't work. But, dude, she said he fucked her in the ass, and her ass still isn't right. And it's cut from the rebroadcast of it. But she fucking said that on national TV. She's not saying that for her health. He fucking did that shit.
Right.
How does your ass not recover from something?
Because Cosby
what am I talking about? We talked about it with Ari Shaffir's ass.
It's just Cosby diss track, I guess.
That's crazy. You think Cosby is...
Not Hannibal.
How do you feel about it? Not Hannibal. What do you think about Cosby, babe?
That might be it.
Yam?
Yeah, Bill Cosby's accused.
You got no what's up. You friends with Cosby?
are you going on tour?
If I was friends with Cosby, I would not be sitting in this chair with hives, child, scratching.
You would be waking up right now?
Oh, Bill. I think for me, I've been talking shit about Bill Cosby for so long, you get worn out. So it's been, and then we're inundated with it on the show. So I never... I didn't have a high opinion about Cosby from some old shit.
What?
So this all kind of came up, and I was like, well, here come the chickens to roost. Because, you know, it's sort of like, you know, Cosby said some very disparaging things about the black community, and I thought it was very out of line.
You could pull your pants
and
up. He wasn't
wrong. And at the same time, Kurt, if I didn't have hives, I would be laughing my ass off. But I got these hives.
Why you got hives?
I don't know what's
stress.
Going on. I'm just.
What'd you eat?
Now all of a sudden they're on my arms. I didn't have them like not even. I'm serious. Like 2 hours ago, I did not have hives in my arm.
It's the vegan burrito.
No, maybe it's the vegan diet.
You might have ate something.
You must eat. That's like an allergic thing.
No.
That's allergic.
Did you
reaction.
Touch a homeless person?
No, it looks disgusting.
Yeah, it looks like you're dying. Like you look like you're dying.
Oh my God.
So no, don't please don't die after I said that.
Oh, yeah, that would be
terrible.
Play that
dying.
On your fucking
so like
morning show.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Well, that looks death. I've seen people
doubling down on it.
No one has died from hives.
That's how the beginning of The Walking Dead started. That exact.
Yamanika's gonna take a bite out of my neck.
And then I would love to. Maybe I can make a movie out of it, but then it wouldn't get nominated for an Oscar because I was in it.
There we go. Creed got robbed.
Do you ever get
Fuck you.
Creed got robbed.
Huh?
Do you ever get hives before this?
I've never gotten hives. I've been pretty.
Just now?
I just also just shedded a shitload of skin 3 weeks ago.
Shedded.
I had an upper respiratory infection, and my body started to cover me in skin. So this is all brand new skin. Like, it's soft as a baby's bottom. It's all brand new. So maybe that's why.
You need to go. Listen to me. You need to go. There's a guy. I forget his name. They call him House.
I think he's in Jersey. And I listened intently like you were getting ready to give me some real shit. I gotta talk to
Dr. House.
I want to bring this up. Because you brought it up all fucking weekend.
Yeah.
About Creed.
Creed got robbed.
Creed did not get
Coogler got robbed. The director got robbed.
Okay. He did not get fucking robbed
either.
Yes,
for what? What should have won for?
He should have gotten nominated for Best Director, I think.
Oh.
Why?
Dude,
why?
Say,
it was a great movie.
Mad Max Fury Road.
Yeah.
That movie's fucking tremendous.
That's incredible.
I didn't even think I was going to be that into it. I'd probably watch it four times.
Yeah, it's so good. And it's so simple, they just execute it. That one got robbed, too.
Buddy, listen to me, man. I don't think Creed... I watched Creed. I liked Creed a lot.
That was great.
I did not love Creed like the first Rocky.
I did.
I liked Creed like Rocky 2.
Well, you're a racist, so...
I liked Creed like Rocky 2 or Rocky 3.
No, I thought
Rocky
2 is
the one I don't remember. Rocky 3 sticks out.
Rocky 1 was the shit. That's
what about
it.
Rocky 4, where he spent his fortune on the first... awareness.
Yeah, the robot.
Intelligent robot with self-awareness in history that fell in love with Pauly. Yeah.
That was such a fucking stupid B-plot.
I mean, Pauly's like, fucking hated the robot. Yeah.
There's a deleted scene where Pauly's just balls deep in the robot. Well, all right. Thank you.
I knew it was coming.
Wow.
Because I was going to say one, and then I was like, nah, don't do a fucking robot
I'll take it.
Joke.
Well, you know, it would have been something, but no.
I don't think. Look, I get it.
Future Bobby made a decision past yeah. Bobby with it. Don't to me.
How do you feel about the Oscars? You think it's fucking. You think it's crazy?
I've not been allowed to watch the Oscars since the shutout of The Color Purple. We haven't watched it or supported it in our house.
Oh, wow.
As an adult, I've carried on that legacy. I'm not really
You live
one,
with your mom?
I'm not really one to complain about people who, if they don't want to include me in something, I just don't support them. So that's what I've been actively doing. My life.
Will Smith should have got nominated.
So I don't watch the Oscars. I find out after the fact,
yeah.
But I don't. And I think that not just for minorities, but for a lot of people that get shut out, it's a popularity contest, and it's something that it's not a science. People vote on it. They have their own biases, personal
right.
opinions, and political.
Yep.
So why make a big deal about something?
It's a list. It's a fucking yeah. hyped up list.
And they're all
when
old.
Some fucking asshole comes out with, hey, here's my 10 top comedians, and you're like, what the fuck? Why ain't I on
right,
it? And then you
right.
see. Yeah. He's just a guy from Wisconsin who made
right.
a list.
Right.
It's just a really hyped up list.
Or it's a list made up by everybody's management company fucking got together and did this thing. I mean,
the difference yeah. is though that these are all like powerful people in Hollywood. Like it's all old, and that's the problem is that like these people, the attitudes haven't shifted.
I get to vote in it because
really?
I'm the writer.
I voted.
That's why I get free movies.
I voted. I voted, and I didn't vote for fucking Creed.
But I agree with Yamanika. I don't watch it. I don't watch it because it's you know
I
why.
I just got a packet of movies in the mail
yeah.
from it. I'm not gonna
that
watch that
sag.
Shit. No, this SAG. But I'm like, I'm not gonna watch.
Well, you could vote in it. I mean, you know, this is a case of you can vote if you don't like it.
But here's the thing.
You could use your rights. I don't like it because I'm not gay.
How many people do you know,
I'm really
do you know are going to get that and go, I just want to vote for my buddy and do my whatever my thing. I'm
I not, would if I had any friends.
I don't have a DVD player, so they wasted their time. I wish they had sent me a USB
Sometimes
thing.
Sometimes they'll send you a code where you can download
yeah,
it.
You
well,
can
they're gonna
you
say,
can
I don't know. I got packets in my house. That I'm
yeah.
I'm going to say this. I like the Oscars. I love movies. I love all the movies they send me.
Yeah.
I watch. I fucking love being on that list. I have all the
what
movies.
List?
The movie list. When
oh.
you get all the movies that
oh,
are nominated
yeah.
that aren't even out yet,
yeah.
I have them, and I fucking love it. But I watched Creed. They sent it to me. I fucking loved it. But when it wasn't nominated, I think Will Smith's movie should have been. He should have been nominated.
Oh, the Concussion movie.
Because I think that he, first of all, the movies.
That accent is too much for me, though.
Really?
I just think it's too cartoonish.
You got you know the in kid who played yeah, exactly. his Idi Amin accent, Dr. Idi Amin discovered. Yeah.
But Stallone, duh, yeah. that didn't bother you.
That's how he sounds, though. I'm He's kidding. Not, you know, putting well, together. Just a hack Nigerian.
I thought
I mean?
Creed was good, but it
Michael
was not,
Blackson is a.
It was not a fucking. It was not an epic movie.
I thought. See, I don't know. I just disagree. I think it was really difficult to like take something that already has so much like mythology into it, and then just and update it into like a you know is a very contemporary movie, and also just it completely meshed like black culture with like contemporary black culture with. You know, the Stallone thing.
Well,
was cool.
Here's what bugged
me. Creed. Creed it was like a mix of Philly, like old Philly yeah. that
well,
it used
Stallone
to be old.
Is black. Is listen, Stallone's a classic action
totally.
Star, man. That, he did quite well with the black community.
Yeah.
All those 80s fucking action. Dude, Steven Seagal just became a cop. You ever see his show?
I do. I watch it.
Love yeah. having him show up.
Down the South, right?
Yeah. Until he got Steven stabbed. Seagal.
Yeah.
A lot
yeah.
of that
and he was in the best shape of any of the
no
cops there.
Listen, the reality is you lost me because I watch animations. I like to live in a world where everyone is green or purple or yellow. You know, I had a very interesting conversation with a friend of mine. This is when I realized
Hives knows
crazy.
No color.
Hives, my hives are red. Where I was like, you know, I was watching How to Train a Dragon, and I was
good
like,
one.
And I was like, it's like there's no black people in How to Train a Dragon, and my friend's like, well, and their environment there was no black people. I was like, there's no motherfucking dragons.
Right.
Actually, you guys so, are not like, known exactly. for being great dragon trainers.
Actually. Maybe,
look, that's, it's an expensive sport. Like,
if
why you don't see a lot of black
people? Dragon is black people. We know how to
sweetie,
train fucking dragons.
Sweetie,
come on,
you,
come
got,
on.
You guys were the dragons.
You're reading the movie wrong.
No,
give it the voice of Eddie Murphy.
No, I'm not gonna go.
Well, you got hives, sweetie. Keep it down. Keep it down.
Say, ah. You're getting Meredith Vieira hives. This happened on the race course. Listen, you got to. Yami's gonna try to be above this for a while, but we'll break her down. It's gonna be all N words and swears. And, don't worry.
Oh, she came in fire and said
she came in fire.
Oh, good.
But then I realized I have to tone it
she
down.
She came in fire. She took a weave and put it on the mic stand. Said N word fucking nine times. You're all loving it.
Well, that's where the hives. That's her Meredith Vieira money now.
I just disagree with you. I think that you're fucking. I'm gonna say
I
this.
I loved Creed.
I'm gonna
though.
Say it. I'm gonna say it.
I saw it three
I
times.
Think you're. I think. Yeah. That's where you swing, over on that side, and you want to stand up and go. And I agree. There should be more minorities in these award shows if it's gonna be so big and represent the world, as they say. It should be a little more multicultural. There should be more people in there. But I don't think Creed was the one. I think Will Smith, maybe with the movies that they're picking, that's not the fucking greatest black performance of the year.
Did you see the Will Smith one?
Yes.
How was it?
It's great. It's great. He was great. And for Will Smith, the guy who was in Prince of Bel-Air.
Who was a rapper.
To fucking do that, it's pretty
well,
amazing.
He's like Black Tom Cruise kind
of. People forget
you know?
About totally. Him in Six Degrees of Separation. He,
unbelievable.
He's great in that movie, yeah.
And, you know, and it's not about minority for minority's sake, so I do agree with you. It's about the bigger conversation here is that there are not a lot of roles even offered to diverse cast. Yep. You know, I remember my first shutdown because I'm classically trained in the theater, and one of my first shutdowns was when we were doing Our Town, and they were saying to me, like, you know, we have to pair you up with, you know, they kept pairing me up with all the black guys for my role.
Yeah, it's called it Our Town, not Your Town.
My, I can't.
The sequel is Get Your Own Town.
On, it's less than a week than we just had race wars. I can't.
The third one is called Your Section.
And Your Corner,
your
followed
section.
By Your Corner.
Listen. I like who the kid who played Ice Cube, Ice Cube's son, right?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Ice Cube's son.
That's crushed
ice. I didn't know that was his son. This is what a dummy I am. I saw the previews. I'm like, wow, that guy. They got a guy who looks just like Ice Cube.
That's not how dummy. It's just how high you are all the time. And I don't know why I turned into a fucking Nazi. How high you are.
That should be something everybody high knows.
He said he actually said the best thing because they asked him about that, and I liked what he said. He said, you know what? here's what we do. We just go back to the drawing board and create more shit. The only way out of this is just keep creating. That's all we can do. Keep creating until they can't fucking deny us.
Well, I take that with a grain of salt because there have been some really undeniable minority talent. The reality is that if you constantly are on a certain scale, you're never going to match it. It's just been a thing just growing up as a minority child. You know, you cannot be the C student and be president.
Right.
You got to be the A plus because there's no exception for you. You can't be mediocre. And
you could be the chick at the fucking airport when I was coming out. I come out of the airport.
Don't act like every TSA because I had a lot of crazy ass white bitches checking me in.
Wait, hold on.
Over the weekend.
It was the taxi.
Okay, fucking up my shit and giving me fucking.
The taxi. You know the taxi ticket. Hold on, you're not gonna back this bitch up. She goes, where you going? You know, you give that ticket at the cab stand that you just throw on the ground.
Yeah.
So I go, wash as I'm saying the fucking where I'm going. She goes, give me one, because there's a guy with donut holes across the street that she knows.
Yeah.
So he comes over and starts feeding her donut holes. He goes, you want some more? And then she goes, where are you going?
Step off that mic. That works.
What?
Yeah. She took a donut break in the middle of.
Was it me? That's not like some shit I would do.
No, but it was
you.
Out.
It wasn't
and
vegan.
I said, you know what? But what? I didn't. I wasn't rude. I go, I take this frustration and it affects my Oscar voting. Only the most polite white actors.
What do you got in the chat room? What do you got in the chat room? What are they doing?
A lot of people are saying that you guys should be talking about The Revenant. Perfect movie.
Oh, that was a great movie.
I actually haven't seen it yet.
Mm-hmm.
The Cosby of Bears. Bear Cosby.
Bear Cosby.
I saw the movie, and I thought it was... First of all, a lot of people are like, why the fuck is he being nominated? He said 8 things. It's not about that.
Yeah.
He was hurt the whole entire time.
What?
He
played hurt, but he... I mean, they do have a point. He a lot of grunting and groaning for a lot of them.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it.
Is it good?
It's fucking great. Here it is. It's the our version of Jeremiah Johnson. You ever see that movie? Robert Redford.
I knew Hugh Glass is.
One of Robert Redford's great movies was Jeremiah Johnson, a guy out in the woods, gets fucked up, has to fucking work his way back, blah, blah, blah. Same type of thing. It was beautifully shot. Tom Hardy's in it. He was fucking amazing.
Yeah, he's a pretty reliable.
They said the movie was too gruesome for women. The director said it was too gruesome for women to watch.
Yeah, well, so it's a guy movie.
There are some scenes where it's
a guy movie.
If you've been raped by a bear, I can't recommend the movie to you.
Is it gory or is it?
I mean,
there's
one scene where the bear slashes his neck and his fucking bleeding out of his neck.
Are there lead up parts like when you can go? Get yourself prepared. Like you hear a
without warning. Like a real bear rape. It happens without warning.
It's actually like Halloween, that movie. Remember that? Remember that music?
Yeah.
They play the same music.
They set it up. Like I went to see, what was that movie with, what's her name was the
you do
the
this
lead.
On the morning show?
I can't curse that. What is the she was in Fifth Element. What's her name?
Mila Jovovich.
But she was the it was what was
Not
the
Jehovah
movie where everyone died or people became zombies? Resident Evil.
Yeah.
I went in to see Resident Evil. I hate gory movies. My friend was like, don't worry, it's not gory. I knew nothing about it. I just wanted to spend time with my friend and watch a movie. We got in late, and it was like the only seats available right in the front. And I was like, it's not any gore or anything. She's like, no, don't worry about it. The first scene was a girl poked her head out of the elevator shaft for some stupid-ass reason, and her whole head, and it was no... There was no stopping. My eyeballs were already there.
But I left. I left after that. You know that? As soon as I come, I'm out of there.
Can I tell you something? When I... Resident Evil, the actual video game, when I first got that, that's when I knew video games just went crazy.
Yeah.
It was too much. I played that game in the first series of it on Sony PlayStation.
Yeah.
And you're coming in the house, you go down the hallway, and this fucking zombie dog jumps through the window.
Right.
Scared me. I screamed
through
the remote at the TV, and I went out on the front stoop where I was living when I was living up with Billy Burr on 97th Street, and I was talking to myself. Like, why would you fucking do that? You don't make a game that fucking scary. I couldn't play it until somebody, I had to have somebody come over because I was so petrified of the video game.
It doesn't hold up. Dogs? If you look at it now.
No, 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 no.
It doesn't hold up at all.
Well, you get mesmerized by these games. I understand why these kids do. I played, I had an option of either doing cocaine or playing Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
And I chose Grand Theft Auto.
You could do both.
You really missed out.
I was babysitting a friend of a friend, and she went to this place in the village, and this guy had out coke, and I was like, I don't want to do coke, but I can't just leave her, and she wanted to do coke. So they were this guy, he was like, you want to play my game? I'm going to do the coke, because it was Grand Theft Auto 4 was, I think, the one with the black guy or whatever.
San Andreas.
San Andreas. And then I got hooked on it, and I went home, and my roommate at the time had 5, and he was like, oh, I'm
5, they went back to all white guys.
It was all white.
Three different white guys.
And I remember playing it.
Franklin's black.
Oh, yeah, you're right. There was one black guy.
I played it so much for the first night that the next day I literally had to stop myself from opening a police car door. Like, I had to give myself
you just want to stab hookers? Yeah.
You know what's funny? When I play, I'm like, you know, like, because it's fun, but I'm like, you know how much better would be to just do this in real life? And, like, there'd probably be no consequences.
Yeah. Well, the guy did
just change his shirt, dude. They don't know.
The guy came in from Jersey one day, he said, fuck it, and just started running people over in New York City. Remember that?
Holy shit.
Oh, yes.
That guy just
was it Grand Theft Auto related?
Very. No, it wasn't related, but it was very similar. It was just fuck. He's like, fuck you. Came in, lost his mind, started running people over. Yeah. Crazy.
Speaking of which, should I get a PS3 or Xbox 360?
Get the Xbox.
See, people keep saying Xbox. I'm a girl.
I'll solve it.
I'm going to solve it for you right now. Listen to me. Look at me.
Yes.
Do you play multiplayer or just the game?
Just the game.
Get the PS. The Sony.
PS.
Get the
okay.
Sony, yeah.
Listen. Get PS4 multiplayer. No matter what.
But the new.
I have both, and I'm telling you, PS4.
The new PS4. Grand Theft Auto is multiplayer though.
Oh,
so.
Get on PS4. Wait, get seriously? On PS4.
No. First of all, multiplayer. Sony's multiplayer platform is not as good as Xbox. It's not.
But I use it all the time. It was fine. That works fine.
It's not as good.
Okay.
I can't stand it.
Let the Indian talk in this part.
Multiplayer used to suck with PS3, but it's a lot better with PS4 now.
Dude, I have both of them, and I have not.
But is it as good as Xbox?
Really? Why?
I haven't played Xbox One.
I'll tell you why.
Any multiplayer? So maybe Kirk can tell us.
What sucks about? I don't understand. Why would it suck? You either a multiplayer or you're not.
Number one, I feel more control over just everything with the system. The Xbox One has this. It's going to be your friend. Fucking shit, it does with you,
right.
And it's very hard to figure shit out. And when you're installing games, how far along you are, I fucking hate how it's set up. I haven't really played a lot of multiplayer on it, but all the PS4 multiplayer I played, I had no problem with. So I,
well,
you know,
can I
you
stop?
Don't even play multiplayer.
Yamanika, look at me. I haven't played a video game in over 2 years because I had the kid. Literally haven't played. So they might have updated the Sony, but back when I played, Xbox multiplayer was
way better.
Way better.
Play what you play, though. Yeah.
So he might be right.
Well, this is what I offer. I just moved into a new place. I'm going to get either one. I'll surprise you guys, and everybody can come over and have a game night.
Sounds good.
There's
no little white children, right?
There's no white children.
In the Black Harlem?
Listen, calm your nerves.
I live further up to you.
I'm right where white people are starting to creep in.
What street?
I don't.
Well, what
put
area?
What did you say?
Oh, you are, you think you
don't
were
say
so...
it. No, don't say it on the air. You're on camera.
You're on camera. I couldn't make out shit.
That'd be fine.
No one's coming to find you.
No, I have a doorman now, so I have a doorman, so don't worry about it.
Is he white or black? Spanish.
Okay, they're all black.
Really?
They're all black, yeah.
Well, I want to get back to this fucking Oscar thing real quick. Mm.
Yeah.
What are you, fucking a towel?
Yeah, well.
Elf. My name.
I catch some kind of flu from. Me.
No. Sony PlayStation, suck a dick. Here we go. Back to the dude. I got to go smoke a cigarette. Do you do this joke? Listen. I think. I hope you understand that you're wrong.
About.
Of Creed.
No, I'm not wrong. But that's
Creed
wrong.
Was not good.
This is a. Are you
I
out
did
of
not
your
like
mind?
Creed.
I can't even have this discussion.
Creed is incredible.
I think that fucking. First of all, if anybody was going to be nominated, I think the NWA movie should have been nominated.
Yeah.
What about this stupid? Creed. Wait,
no,
what about when
no
he was
way.
Writing
that's,
Friday?
No.
Huh? That's a funny ass.
What about
now
the,
that's
yeah, yeah,
funny.
Yeah, yeah. What's that?
When he's writing Friday, he's doing himself writing Friday.
Who?
In the NWA movie. Like,
they
nah,
really
that's
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah,
funny.
You can really tell who was producing that movie. Because Dr. Dre and Ice Cube look like fucking gods in that thing.
I promise you the bulk of the joke writing was not coming out of fucking
yeah,
Ice Cube.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I don't think Eazy-E had a choice.
Right, that's true.
I thought it was great. I thought that movie should have been nominated more than Creed.
No,
it was an original movie. It was
They were both not original. I mean, it's just a biopic.
Yeah, it's a biopic, but the other one's a fantasy. It never happened. It never will. Dead Soda.
Wow. Look what we got here.
Yeah, pop a squat right over here, Danny. And
Danny boy.
Oh, shit.
Oh, this is going to be a fucking hell. This is just going
to
be hell. Sit right over here.
I just came up to say hi.
What's up, buddy? Sit down. How you doing,
too.
Voss? What's up, bud? You got your hat?
I got a hat. Kurt, you got your hat?
You know I do.
It's a good hat.
We all got hats. We should go beat people
up. I don't have
up.
A hat because I haven't asked for an audition here.
Okay.
Really?
Well said. Wait a year or two.
Why?
Huh?
Wait a year or two for what?
For the audition. You're too big for this.
No.
I know.
I just haven't done it out of not doing it, you know. Not anything against wanting to do it.
Yeah.
Just haven't. Done it.
Well,
hey, Rich, how you been?
Way to bring the fucking show to a screeching halt, boss.
What
the fuck, man?
We still talking about Oscars.
Stop. Yeah, we're done.
Just talking to my friend, Thea Fidel.
What else is there to talk about?
Huh?
Just talking to my friend,
Rich, not today, baby. I got hives. So,
no, she does.
I do. I really do. I have hives.
Jesus, your elbow was braille.
Yeah, don't let her touch your coat, then.
What the fuck is
that? I have stress hives.
Okay.
I have stress hives.
Let me see them.
You okay with
They're
that?
All of, they, I just came like, Jesus. Out, like it's getting
Look at those
Rich, is, Rich has got OTB head. Yeah. Oh, he looks like he just bet on a horse that just died.
He's thought of that on the way up.
Yeah. Come in loaded. The hives thing freaked me out. I went on my back.
Leave Popeye Voss alone.
I don't know why you're going to fucking scream into the microphone like you're a rapper. Leave Popeye Voss. It works, you fucking asshole.
You look like a rapper.
You know why? I've been having a problem with my show with my microphone.
Well, we don't have problems
like
here.
It doesn't. Yeah.
And you told me to back off the mic the last time on your
I know,
mic.
I did. I'm a big hypocrite.
Yeah, you just want something in your mouth, don't you?
I'm
you fucking sassy
shit.
Bitch.
I like that you got. I like where you guys are going with this talk. You know?
Yeah. Well, we started out, of course, with fucking. She likes a huge, massive dick.
Well, okay.
No, I don't
you
like.
You think you're
going to
get any
massive...
of those hives?
Jesus.
Well, I mean,
Christ.
I've had a lot of stuff going on. The men don't worry about certain things when it comes to fucking.
True. Yeah.
Rich has dick hives.
We call them warts back home.
He has career hives.
We call those ticklers. Who's he?
It's my son.
That's Bobby's looper.
Yeah.
I'm here to kill Bobby. I'm here to murder Bobby.
I actually made a minion for myself.
Yeah. He's very good time to go. Does anyone else notice that this Comedy Cellar hat makes me look like I have slight Down syndrome? It's pushing my
That's actually the rest of your face without hair.
That's just your features.
That's your fucking weird fucking
you got long features.
Peanut butter is better than jelly.
What about together?
I can't do that. I mean the dog.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Ah, shit.
I just wanted to come upstairs and say hello.
Well, hang out for a second.
I gotta leave.
Where are you going?
I gotta go do another spot.
Where are you doing a spot?
The Stand.
That they closed.
No, they didn't.
They did.
They just texted us. They're closed.
Oh, they did?
Just hang out.
What are you going to do? Fucking.
Which one? It's like in a movie where you're like, which one do I kill?
Bobby? Bobby, which one? What show
now you're... it's really.
Put your thumb through your sleeves.
Bobby's in Lupa.
He's got gold strapped to his back.
I took my hat off. I was fucking.
Sweat.
It's a good hat, but only for outside.
Yeah.
It's almost too good. Mm-hmm. I'm having a problem. Maybe you can help me with the Voss because I got it. I'm going away. And I love being with my family. Family, I love being with my kid, mm-hmm. But when I go away, I not that I pretend, but I don't let her think that I'm having a great time. you know, I'm going away to a hotel. It's usually a nice hotel, 4-star, nice king-size bed and room service and, you know, massages and TV, and I get to sleep in late, and I do shows at night, and, you know, but there is a lot of work that goes into being on the road, but I don't let my wife in on that. I, you know, she calls up. I'm like, oh, you know, I just wish I was home, blah, 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 which I do, but, yes, you know, I like being away. But now she's like, I'm going to Naples, Florida, and she's like, we're coming.
Yeah, and I'm great. Like, you have a good time. Bring your kid to Naples.
I'm bringing him.
Yeah.
But we got to fly with the kid.
Okay. Mm.
And he's 2.5, and he's, you know, he's a fucking handful right now.
Go first class and ruin it for them.
Yes.
Kurt's right. Take that terrorist mentality. If you can't be happy, take ruin everyone else
first
around.
Class for one.
First of all, here's the deal. Our kid's been flying since. It's only Naples isn't a long flight. It's 2.5, 3 hours at the most. At the most.
Okay.
You get down there. It's not like, you know what I mean? What could you possibly do?
I get stressed. You know, what happened to me in the last couple of years, I get a lot of anxiety with the gigs now. You know what I mean? There's a lot of pressure, and, you know, I've been fucked over. You know, a lot of things. You know, you show up, and it's a headshot from fucking 20 years ago, and you're
hanging. So
you're looking
for you.
Fine.
What? That can only, when are you
there? John Leguizamo here.
No, it isn't. When you hear a girl in the front row go, who's that?
Oh. You go, I'm the
future. I'm there in 2 weeks. Are you there in 2 weeks or this week?
I'm there this week.
Fuck.
Why?
Because I'll be in that area in 2 weeks.
What are you doing?
The other club. We could have hung out.
What's the other club?
I don't know. In Fort Myers. Laughing. The real comedy club. The real one.
This is actually a real comedy. He moved it.
But yeah, I know.
It's actually a real club now. Who's in Naples?
The captain?
Captain Bryant moved the club out of Marco Island.
Captain? Do you call
No, I don't say Captain Bryant. You did it.
I never did it in my life.
I call him Brian.
Yeah, me too.
But anyways, he...
I say Land Ho at the end of my show. No, I don't.
Ah, wow. Where's the bandana?
You don't have enough bandanas for the show.
I just touch anybody's elbow.
You got to grab Yami's wiping.
You weren't going to touch me without the hives.
Oh, my God. Those
look
things.
At, you made
Rich.
It go up my arm now.
Is it up now? It's getting.
You notice how it's coming out of
it's
nowhere.
It's getting bigger. It's
spreading. It'll pay. You know what? You need some lotion.
I have lotion. I've been lotioned.
Rich, wipe
up.
Your face with Yami's elbow.
I'd rather
squeezing.
Step over that and blow Freddie Mercury's corpse.
Ooh.
Damn.
That's a lot, though.
Jeez.
He was dying to do an AIDS joke. No, keep that. No.
And I think Freddie Mercury's corpse would be mostly decomposed.
Just dust at this point. Yeah. Yeah, you'd be a mouthful of dust.
Just take an ashtray, handful of ashtray.
Doesn't make a lot of sense.
Well, the thing you should do...
I don't have a doesn't make sense bandana.
No,
this lacks logic.
Give, the thing you should give the baby is a nice lollipop. You need to make sure you have earplugs and then have a warm rag. So have a warm rag.
Rag?
Yeah, it has to be like right before you get
my
on the plane.
My baby's white. I'm kidding.
No,
that sounded like some old.
I used to be a nanny. So I'm giving you advice on how to
make this the racist bandana.
Before the children died of the pox.
But it's going to soothe because what's going to happen is the ear pressure. Yeah. That's the biggest problem with children is that they don't know how to get that pressure out of their.
They don't know how to pop their ears. I saw a kid on a plane when I was flying from here to Denver, and the kid was like, you know when you see a little kid and you're like, oh, you're clearly gay. You're like, you're a gay kid. Like, no, nothing wrong with that. But
what do you mean he's a gay?
Like, he was like, his ears wouldn't pop, and his dad was getting super frustrated, and the kid just kept going, he was like 5, and he goes, Dad, my ears won't pop. Dad, my ears won't pop. And he goes, I'm trying. And I wanted to be like, what's worse, his ears won't pop, or you know he's gay? Like, I just wanted to say that to him.
Realization?
Yeah. He was just like, really, hilarious.
Now I'm never gonna like. I'm always gonna be looking for that now.
Well, you'll know.
Look for a gay kid.
You'll know.
My kid's not gay.
But he's even if he is, you'd still love him.
What's the problem?
Of course I'd love him.
Not as much, though.
Yeah.
I'm not fucking Tracy Morgan.
It looks like I'm stressing out about what you're saying, but really, my head's just itching.
Take the hat off, you fucking...
No! My size head, once you get a hat off, you don't know if it's coming back on. Yep, there we go. Tried slamming myself.
A lot of action in the second half of the show for this purchase.
Jeffy called it a kerchief.
It's gone around a few times.
He just made it into his bandana, his kerchief. Get it?
Wow.
And I'm getting out of here on that one. I gotta go. Bye, everybody.
Bye,
everybody.
Bye,
y'all.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. I hope you heal.
Thank you.
Did you touch her stuff?
Come on,
touch it. Touch it.
No, he doesn't have to touch it.
Oh, baby, I feel bad for you.
No, I'll be fine.
Have you ever had that before?
Oh, no, God. It's from
Fred. Oh, God.
I get, really?
I have gotten that before.
No wonder I could hear everyone so good.
But here's the thing is that I know you're going to pop his ears and you give him a bottle on takeoff and landing. But, dude, it's like, okay, here's, you got to wake up at 7:30, right? Mm-hmm. I'm up doing shows all night. I got to go do radio, come back to the room, be with the kid, be with the family all day.
Take a nap.
So, you know, okay, take a nap at some point. And then, you know, I'm not going to be able to go. Like, I go on the road, and I'm going to go find a cigar bar in the afternoon. I'm going to get some dinner. I'm going to do the show. I get fucking anxiety, man.
Yeah, I know. Listen,
I get a lot of anxiety. I don't know where it fucking came from, but...
Oh, for the kid, you got anxiety for this?
I get anxiety anyways with these gigs because you have to deal with these clubs and, you know, and if you're selling and, you know... You know, you want to make sure you make the club money and you make money and then the tickets and this is a new club and I don't know what type of... That's a seasonal place down there. Who the fuck knows?
Well, this is the season, so you're
How did you do?
Okay, I've never...
Oh, you haven't gone yet. I missed. I totally missed that whole fucking part of it.
This is so. Look at it. There's so many times we go.
I should have just lied to him and like told him another
story.
It was
not bad.
It was good. It worked out. Voss's advice and Yamaniki's advice was
actually... Well, it's because we were all tuning out for your draw story.
Drawing.
But how you're not a drawer or something.
You know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're all tuned out.
All right, you cunt. Sorry, I'm a fucking... Sorry, I can't fucking keep a drug addict entertained. Fucking high cunt with your
That's
fucking
That's one of the easiest
pen.
Things to do.
No, it's not.
Just jiggle your keys. I'm
going to fucking sit here and hold tinfoil so you fucking stay tuned in.
I'm done looking at the stuff on your shelf. I want to talk about something I like.
I'm just stressed out. I don't know what the fuck to do.
It'll pass.
I almost thought, what do you mean it will pass?
It'll pass. Once your first day, it'll pass. And then next time you do it with your kids, it'll be that much more comfortable with your daughter.
And
like
you know what? This is very rare. I actually agree with Rich because the reality is when I moved my cats...
Are you comparing?
No, listen. I have
That's
two.
Very stressful.
Kurt's back in.
I have two cats that I rescued. And they were both emotionally and physically abused.
Yeah.
And
how do you know a cat was physically abused?
No, the emotional part, dummy. Physically, you can see his eyes gone, his tail's cut off.
Yeah, good answer.
How the fuck do you know? He's got a fear of fucking birds. I don't. Fucking dumb.
Okay, 50-50, and I fucked up. All
right. My first cat that I adopted, Forbes Magazine, was 3 weeks old.
That was his name?
That's his name, Forbes Magazine.
Why? Is that what you want?
Because they'll both never be in it.
Well,
that was
I actually,
mean.
Give it to him. The goal was to hold him on Forbes Magazine one day.
Oh, you'll do it.
Complete 180.
All you gotta do is get the magazine. Put it on the floor.
Ah, you fucking cocksucker.
Well, so how does it? No, you didn't finish. How does it compare to your?
Well, what it because when I moved them from place the last time I had to move them. My other cat, Brooklyn, started hyperventilating. He didn't like the cage. He was stressed out, and his eyes got really big. So it made me so nervous to move them to this new place because I didn't want to go through the trauma of that. They didn't trust me for weeks. They didn't know the environment, so I was scared. I had so much anxiety that I want to be more anxious than they were, and it wound up being okay. So at the end, you're going to have all this anxiety, but it's going to work out. It's going to be fine. You're going to have a good time.
I just had a snap in my... Because I got bored on that.
Oh, well. Let me just keep itching over here on the side.
I'm kidding, man.
I was trying to be helpful. I understand anxiety.
I knew if I was fucking nodding out, this fucking heroin addict was fucking done.
Man, I just went to Rochester, and I was, like, really nervous because, I don't want to fly with weed, so I got to try to get it right when I get
there. First of all...
But I got it pretty quick.
Yeah, that's the extent of his...
There's road stories with that.
That's the extent extent to this fucking asshole's life. He has, what, $450 rent that his girl pays half on?
No, she doesn't.
Where do you live?
Washington Heights. I live with Outside Steve.
And how is your rent really low up there?
Yes.
Yeah, compared to what I used to pay?
Yes.
It's not $450.
No.
Like, will you stop fucking trying to find a new place to live?
I like it up there. I like it up there a lot, though. I do.
Is it nice?
Yeah, it's a good neighborhood.
Yeah? Is it dangerous?
The building's kind of shitty.
Is there rats? Have you seen
no,
rats?
No, we got no rats. They had a problem before I moved in, but that got, I guess, taken care of. Never saw a problem with that.
If you saw a rat in your place, would you freak out? Like, what would you do? Still live there?
I never had the big rat. I've had, like, horrible mice in the East Village that cost way more.
How do you know they weren't baby rats?
You can tell.
I've never had rats, so maybe that's even scarier, because those will, like, get you, right?
I don't know.
Mice, though, was appalling. I mean, it was the most disgusting fucking thing. Some hoarder lived in the building, and he was bringing garbage from outside into his apartment.
Fuck.
And he moved in the middle of the night, and they had to excavate his... So that's where all these mice were coming from. Oh, it was horrible.
Excavate. I had, on my 47th and 9th, I had a nice building. But that, you know, that whole area got transformed over the last 20 years.
You're right by the water.
Right, so...
No, right by the fucking west side. That's where they come out.
I know, but there's not fucking, you know, spice ships coming in with rats anymore.
No, they're all down on the fucking water there, you fucking...
Well, listen, all right, I get you.
Look, I know where rats are.
Can we move on from the water?
Okay.
There was a house, three doors down, there was a fucking house that still didn't kind of... It was just a shitty building still. And they used to have a rat problem. It was so bad. At night, we'd sit. I was on the first floor. You'd hear, all night long. Because the clubs were right there. 9th Ave was packed all the restaurants. So you just hear girls walking. Anyways, I was and just scream. We would fucking laugh our asses off. Because these drunk fucking bitches from Jersey, wherever, just coming out, having a great time, trying to find the car. And just the rats were like little cats. They were fucking like cats. Massive. And they didn't give a fuck. Oh, they'd walk, they'd run through your legs.
Yeah.
Like, you know, rats usually scurry. These fucking things would like.
Well, those are West Side rats. They don't fuck around.
What do you mean?
No, like the Westies, listen, West Side. Yeah, like you said, down East Village rats are kind of pussy. West Side fucking rats are fucking tough.
What
you
are
didn't
Chelsea
know that?
Rats?
Huh?
They work out a lot.
they're ripped.
Gay guys are in shape, man.
I know.
It's fucking ridiculous, man. There's a couple gay guys that work out in the gym I'm at, and it's almost ridiculous. I mean, and then they match workout clothes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the sneakers and
have
the
you tried talking to them? Or?
Not yet.
He's trying to work up the confidence.
What are you doing?
Work up the confidence. They're going to drop around 20 more pounds. They're not fucking chubby chasers, apparently.
No, you can grow a beard and be a bear.
I don't want to be.
No, if they're working out like that, that's a weird, like, they want to fuck themselves.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
About, you know?
Why can't they look as good as anybody else that works out?
Well, not all gay guys are
they
fucking.
They can.
Listen.
But these guys, these guys are gay, but they look fantastic at the gym. Like their sneaker, the edging on the sneaker will match the tights they're wearing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then there'll be a white shirt that they cut, but it's perfectly cut with a shirt that matches the edging on the sneaking.
Right.
And then they'll
that.
Have a watch that's red too, and just fucking, you can't help but look at them.
Yeah.
'Cause not only are they fucking smoking hot physically. Did I say that?
I think so.
Listen,
image in my head.
If by accident,
now, what do they look like when they take some of those clothes off?
If by accident I had to blow a guy, I don't want some stomach resting on my head. I want to look at a six-pack. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. By accident had to blow a guy?
Sometimes you get in positions and predicaments.
Well, I meant to just lick his asshole, but accidentally.
Are you fucking opening for Norton again? You don't want to. That was a mean joke, wasn't it? Have you ever sucked a dick?
No. Licked it, but I never.
You licked a dick?
No, never sucked a dick. No.
Never look at me. Don't
never,
move your head.
Never in my
Stop
life.
Stop shaking your head.
That means no.
Why is your eye
does the helmet count as sucking a dick?
Yes.
Putting the helmet in your mouth?
Yes.
Well, then I sucked my own dick.
Yeah, but you have to.
Oh.
I would. If my dick was yours.
It was no accident.
I would.
I'll be honest. I got my helmet in my mouth once too, but I almost snapped my neck doing it.
Did you go?
Because I was on
a lot of pressure.
I was on ONA one day, and somebody said this. There's an instructional video on the internet. So I just for shits and giggles went home and
how do you do it?
You got to throw your legs over your head in the tub.
In the tub.
And I threw them.
And what happened? You couldn't get out of the tub.
No, this is when I was actually a little skinnier. I couldn't do it now, not at all. But I threw my legs over my head, and I was balancing, and then I got the head of my dick in my mouth, and there was
get
no
the
way.
Fuck out!
I did. I got the head in, but I was like, you know what? This isn't worth it because I can't go up or down. I couldn't do anything. It's not like I was gonna be able to. I was just sitting there with the head in my mouth, so I'm waiting for my wife to come home.
And you're saying to yourself, "That's all you got? Like you can't go? Why can't you go up and down?
I couldn't. I just couldn't. The fucking physics.
Can you twirl the tongue at least around the head?
I could have, but that didn't do anything for me. I wanted to go down on myself.
Yeah. Really?
I wanted to get. I wanted to spit on it. Call myself a fucking.
So you
queen.
Use the Kobayashi method? They call it.
But wait a second. Say you could go down. It's so fucking funny. Say you could go down on yourself, right? Would you?
Sorry, dude. God, sometimes I just things hit me. That's fine. What's
say
up?
Say you could go down on yourself. Would you let the load go in your mouth, or would you shoot it in your face?
Dude, I'm gay. I'm gonna swallow it.
Yeah, get it away.
Yeah, I'm not putting it on my face. Dude, it's gay. I'll tell you right now.
Protein still, so you
know. I think it's gayer to put it on your face.
Yeah.
Than to swallow it. Swallowing it is just putting energy back in your body.
Yeah.
To get out of that position.
You're a perfect engine.
The worst you lift weights. That's a great way. Yeah.
The worst is when you jerk off in the tub and the jizz rises to the top like jellyfish. You ever
you
see
take
that?
Baths?
Takes beds, yeah. Yeah,
what the fuck are you, Ricky Gervais?
No, like, you know, yeah, I've taken it when I had a sore back or something. Yeah.
Why would you jerk? Why would you? Why are you gonna make egg drop soup for?
And it comes out. But then when it gets stuck to your hair, it's like little fucking jizz pellets when you get out of the tub. You ever see that?
Sometimes I feel like I'm at an old folks home and I'm just yapping with the old people out by the fucking shuffleboard court with you. Yeah, I'm you all right, baby?
I feel so.
Tell me, what's wrong?
You okay?
Is it helping your hives to think of Voss wearing just that hat in a tub, pubes full of jizz,
at the Flamingo Inn?
I wanted you guys to see this very funny video, but the only thing is, I don't know if you could see it.
Well, is it the Cosby diss track
it's
that
not,
we never played?
But it's
well, been, play the let's play the Cosby diss track really quick,
yeah. You gotta turn
and then. I'm gonna.
Turn it up.
And then.
And then
what track is the TV?
15 and 16.
Thank you, buddy. And then we'll look for your track real quick.
Okay.
I do want to hear this, Cosby. Set this up for me,
what
would you,
it?
Kurt?
So Chloe Goins? Is that a rap name? Or Goins? So she's the 60th.
Oh, Goins. Like
know.
Chloe Goins.
Oh, that's terrible.
No, she go in. You know
Chloe's
what I mean?
Going in.
Yeah.
All right, well, so this is, she's one of the Cosby accusers. And this
I
is her rap diss track.
Wait for me to give you the cue.
This is her diss track of Bill Cosby via hip
hop. Via hip hop.
Yeah.
No, it's terrible.
Where did you find this?
It's
on iTunes.
Yeah.
No, where did you first see it?
I don't know, but
is this
I'm
like
Godfrey come on and do a counter diss track?
Is he pro Cosby?
No, he just does Cosby on.
Oh.
He does a good Cosby. All right, hang on one second. We're going to set this up for you guys.
All right.
You ready?
Yep.
All right, can we make that bigger? Can you expand that, my friend? I wish it was done already, but it's not. So I just have to ask him to do it quietly and kindly.
I've seen your face.
Let's go. Here we go.
The boobies.
Yeah. Let's go.
We work together?
Yeah.
Did you do it?
Yeah, it's going.
It's going?
Is it all loud?
And I'm like, fuck Bill Cosby. He raped my mom. Now I got to get me some next time.
Set it back.
I'm like, get it all the way back. Tell me when you get it back. You got it back?
Yeah.
All right.
Here we go. Go ahead. Here we go.
Come on.
Hey Bill, I guess you think you're pretty slick, huh? Making sure you drugged us, thinking that we would forget ya. But we didn't, now everyone knows. You'll keep getting protested and booed out your shows. It's a trip, you kept on for all these years. Too bad your victims were women with voices to hear. It's not going away, it's time to face the facts. I can guarantee that you'll never make a comeback.
that Meek Mills is better than.
I thought it wasn't that bad, funny, but it was actually good.
Yeah,
it was shockingly good.
It had a hot beat.
Yeah, the beat was
the
good.
The rapping was whack.
Well, Dr. Cosby has his work cut out for him responding.
Really, he's not gonna have a comeback at 92. That's what
you said. We're going to wrap up early today.
No, that wasn't bad. That was a good fucking...
What?
First of all...
Don't give me first of all, because you never have second of all.
I know.
You always give me first of all, and I never get a second or third of all. I always get an A and never an a B and a C out of you.
That's not
so just,
one of my
just CDs. Tell me what the fuck you're going to say. What do you got? Just say it. Don't give me a number or a letter.
I didn't like it.
He didn't like it.
It wasn't that good.
I thought it'd be better,
it's like
but it was
a song parody that fucking comp. Rap is
but
just
why
song
would,
parodies.
What is rap?
And by the way, Christ. If she wanted to get at him, she should have wrote a jazz something.
Right.
Yeah. That's jazz. What he listens
something
to.
Something mellow and depressing.
Yeah.
Why? What
is it? Zee ba boop bop.
There you go.
You so, kept going and can asked can you I, to stop. I wanna,
you weren't thirsty, but I made you drink. And then I put it where things kind of stink.
Hey, hey, right. Hey.
Haba Faba Albert. All right, listen. You got it?
Yeah, we got to queue up to it. Here's the thing. I found this video about a year ago, and it's changed my life. You guys have to be able to see it, though.
Is it what Voss's is it? Fucking act?
Yeah, just click on it. You have
really?
To go in. That's go in.
That'll change your life in a good way, you fucking negative Nelly.
She'll realize.
The tone was kind of negative. Yes.
That's my thing, though.
Yeah, okay.
I'm a negative guy. Okay. I sound negative, but
thank
it's positive.
You, Bobby, mini me.
Hey!
Where do we see it at?
I know we're having the worst, dumbest computer person
fucking
ever.
Fucking internet wasn't working.
It's what? Not.
It wasn't for a second.
No.
We're streaming a five camera shoot. Yours.
It wasn't loading. It was not loading.
You're dumb.
Yamanika. Saw it.
I saw it.
Dominica, please. That's why you have highs.
Why?
Because you're fucking putting up with people like him in your life.
Yeah.
It's going right there and stopping.
Are we good?
No, it's going right there and stopping.
It changed your life?
It changed your life? What was
Well, you have to see it. Maybe the second one will work. It's a comedian on stage, and she's top heavy.
Yeah.
And
fat?
No,
big titties.
Stuart
titties.
But she's
got big ass titties.
Yeah, she looks like it's not that one. But she, if you look at closer, she looks like James Brown, and not like his sister, like James Brown.
Nice.
It's not gonna come up. But here it is. No, that's not the one.
Oh. That's the funniest thing. I remember we visited Artie in the hospital after the accident. Artie Fuqua, me, Keith, and Norton, and the lady. There was a little old Haitian lady sitting there. Well, his nurse to watch over him. And I remember Artie, he was a little out of it. It was kind of scary. But then he actually looks, just out of the blue, he goes, yo, check out this James Brown wig wearing motherfucker over here. We fucking hit the floor. And the lady, if you look, she looked like James Brown.
Shit.
You got it?
Yeah.
Tell me when you're ready, Scope.
Right.
Here we go. Let's check it.
They're right there where you left them. When I take off my bra, I got four arms.
No, don't do that. Oh, no.
I don't get that.
No, don't get it. Oh, she's safe.
Is that a tampon?
In case you didn't know, I'm a cougar. You two got damn old.
Play that?
No, I got it. I was getting the reaction.
Oh, like the Wiley Cougar.
I'm embarrassed. Will you still do the show from right here?
Wait a minute, stop. You gotta rewind that. I gotta watch that again.
Wow.
Please let me watch that again. Just bring it right there. I gotta watch that again. Ready? All right, here we go.
This is Bobby's biggest fear.
This is where.
Oh! I'll get that.
Oh, no.
In case you didn't know, I'm a cougar.
Don't say that.
You got damn old.
Oh, my God.
And her feet go up like frog's legs. I mean, it takes us almost 6 seconds to drop.
Does she go back up?
We just gonna do the show from right here.
Oh, shit.
embarrassing.
Why is the camera still going?
If you ain't know I'm a cougar, I'm too goddamn old.
Do you know how funny you have to be to go back on stage and do jokes?
I'm gonna be on TMZ tomorrow. My career is ruined.
Who books that club?
Latitude Live.
Attitude.
Oh, man.
Is that it?
Yeah, where was this?
I mean, she finally gets back.
Yeah, I know y'all paid me extra for this shit.
You know
why? That was your responsibility.
It was too much. I've done things where she's top heavy, and what she the mistake she made was she wore one of those sling shirts.
Yeah.
So when she went, I've tucked my
what fell?
My
what did she drop?
She dropped her cell phone. I've done that where I put my cell phone in my bra.
Oh, she Vidal'd her fucking shit in her titty.
It fell out, right? And then she went to go grab it. She got on heels. She's top heavy, and then she top. But I have analyzed this video so much. I've stopped like stop motion with it. There's a point where you know how frog legs go up like this.
Yeah.
Everything's airborne, and the legs are up like this, and there's I counted it. It's like 3.5 seconds till she hits, and you hear the thud and the ooh.
She had a good range. Wow.
I like the fucking the. I like the dance move shuffle she did trying to catch herself. Oh. One, two, three, fuck it. She just went with it. There was that one point. She's like, one, two, three, I ain't making it. And she said she just went with it.
She was pretty high up.
She's doing like leaning forward material with her arms swinging. She's got to do leaning back material.
You can tell,
Fat Joe.
You can tell she's been kicked out of cars many times. The way she handled that.
She knew when to tuck and roll. Yeah. Bitch, get the fuck. Ah, fuck.
I'm gonna close
me.
On that.
All right, listen, we're gonna wrap this show up. Really quick, let's go to the chat room. We got anything in the chat room worth mentioning?
A couple of personal insults.
Yeah,
I want to read those.
Ooh.
Is it for me?
Personal insults to who? Me?
A little bit of everybody.
Oh,
nice.
Oh. What's up, Rose?
Yeah, okay. Okay. All right, check this out real quick. Do you want to read this for me?
No, but I got to plug something seriously.
Did somebody die?
No, but I don't have my glasses, so I can't read it.
Insults.
I don't have my glasses.
Let me read this, and then we'll do your plug real quick. Good news, football fans. You a football fan?
Huh? Golf fan, but I like watching the playoffs.
All right, the playoffs are underway right now, and in the big game, it's coming. Okay? We'll be here before you know it. And the bad news is, when it's all said and done, another long, dark offseason awaits. Thankfully, our friends over at DraftKings.com have fantasy football contests running through the conference champions games. So you can still play and win cash. Huge. This weekend, go head-to-head, offseason as fantasy football champion. Okay, just pick a player, stay under the salary cap, and you could be on your way to victory. Renew old rivalries, create new ones by going head-to-head with friends and coworkers and fantasy players from all over the nation. Your season-long fantasy football league is over, but the excitement continues with one-week contests this weekend at DraftKings.com. So look, if you're a fan of the show and you like fantasy football, which a bunch of you motherfuckers are because you used this code before, use it again, okay? This is it. This is the last time you can play fantasy football until next season. So make it count. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Okay, here's what you do. Hurry to DraftKings.com right now. Enter promo code Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, and play for free with your first deposit. You can take home top prize along with a lifetime bragging rights. Enter Kelly for free entry now. Only at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. What's this big news you got?
No, it's not big news. But first of all, my friend...
What is this?
My friend...
What is this?
Just fell off the shelf.
Whose are these glasses? Are these yours?
No. I'd rather wear her.
Like
I'd rather wear
be.
Her arm on my head.
Aw, yum.
I'm friends with her.
Are you friends with him?
Yes.
Are you sure?
She was funny.
She's very yum. I know, like I'm married. You know, I don't wouldn't have. But you. I like you. You do it for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You brought that. Last week because when I first met you. You came over and you, hey, and then you pulled me in when I was saying bye. you know, I just met her. Usually girls are like, oh, okay, bye, Robba. She pulled me in and like gave me like a little love. And I was like, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're, I like that. I mean, don't do it tonight until that shit heals up. But nah, don't scratch that. And don't touch any more cups.
We're going to get you. We're going to use her to tape something for us.
What are you going to tape what?
Well, we're doing a live.
I'm talking on the mic, dummy.
We're doing.
You don't use your headphones, and therefore you don't know how loud you are.
I got an earache. We're doing.
You do it on every show. I've never seen you use headphones on radio.
Because they give me earaches.
No, they don't.
How do you know? You're in my head?
Well, all right. There you go. You pick the one fucking kid thing with it. I have an earache. They can't tell. Go ahead. Yeah, what do you got to promote? I'm sorry.
If you're going to an ear doctor, I want to give you a no. We're doing a live My Wife Hates Me at the Village Underground February 9th.
Nice.
Hosted by Ron Bennington.
Nice.
With special guests.
Where'd you get that idea?
No, this is a whole different...
I know, I'm kidding.
I know. Listen.
Jesus.
February 9th, your tickets go to Comedy Cellar website. It's going to sell out.
Listen, you've done it twice already.
Oh, no, we've done many of them.
Okay, but you sold it out of the Village Underground.
Yes.
You've done it twice, right?
Yeah.
And it sells the fuck out fast.
Yeah.
This show just goes. So get your tickets. There's only 200 seats there. 200. That's it. Get your ticket. How much are tickets? You know,
$10. And
oh my God! Are you kidding me?
And we're having special guests besides Ron.
So it's somebody more famous than Ron.
Well, no, it's going to be fun.
Jed Apatow's going to be there.
No, I'll explain to you after.
Quentin Tarantino. You're getting Opie and Anthony back together?
No, I'm not.
What?
No, I'm not super glue.
Superman.
Superman.
Oh,
whatever.
God, I hate you.
Not physically together.
He just heard that.
My wife and Bobby hates me. And also, Wednesday night, Bonnie will be doing Race Wars.
Oh, that's great.
Have you ever heard of that?
I love Race Wars, man.
Right.
I wanted this fuck on this network before he went over. I was trying to get him and Sherrod over here.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Fucking love Kurt, man. One of my favorites. I on Facebook,
I lean
on radio.
Sherrod.
What's that?
I lean towards Sherrod.
I do in February. So that's happening.
Oh, shit. February's coming.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You know what I say every year?
What?
Just be cool. Let's just try to get through it. Next month, it'll be normal history.
Oh,
what
man.
The fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, I'm gonna rub that shit on him.
No! Oh!
I don't think
it's, you can't catch it. Don't be ignorant.
Are you shivering?
Oh, that'd be so great.
I feel so cold.
If that's fucking, if that's contagious, do you know how happy I'd feel? Next time we see Kurt, his face is all bubbled up. Oh, that makes me so happy. Doing Race Wars, like, I fucked up. I'm like, my lips all, I'll keep going. I got the bandana right here. I'll fucking keep bombing. It don't matter. The fuck, I'm not going to get it again. Congratulations on that. I'm very excited about
it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
What else you got? What's your website? What's your Twitter?
I don't know. At Rich Voss.
Where can people go find where you're going to be?
This week I'll be in Harrisburg at the Comedy Zone.
Nice.
This week.
This coming weekend, I'll be
in Fort Myers.
Okay, cool.
At the Comedy Club.
All right, buddy.
It's always fun. Thank you for having me.
I love
even
you, man.
I wasn't invited.
You walk up here anytime you want. You don't need an invite.
I gotta thank you. We did 200 We just did our 200th podcast on Riotcast.
It's the fucking greatest.
200 of these fucking things.
But you love doing it.
It's fun, yeah. Because we sit in our dining room. No one tells us when to do it, what to say. We just do what we fucking do.
Yeah, we might have an ad for you too.
Get out.
We're trying to get them. You said you wanted ads.
We're switching up, Bonnie. Bonnie, listen to the. 199, 200. Bonnie said, "I will not fuck these up ever again," and I made her swear.
Right.
Backstory:
as the Riotcast, we were getting everybody gets ads, and as one of the show popular shows on the network, they would get ads, and Bonnie would trash the company.
Not trash. She would make jokes.
Trash.
She's a comic.
Yeah, like
I know. But they don't like that, and they pulled the ads from them. But not only them, every other show on the network.
No.
So there they did. I had same company.
All Bonnie bye said bye. Was, who writes this garbage?
Oh.
Right?
Well, yeah, no, that's not. No, that's not. That's not. No. That's why they give you. Look at it. If they wanted you to wing it, they'd just say, hey, tell us.
Yeah, no, give
they,
you
the there is some companies that let you wing it.
Howard Stern. Fucking big shows.
They made jokes about
her. No, they don't. They read it. You read it. They're paying. You can make money.
There's some that let you ad lib.
What's up, baby?
You weren't invited today?
To what?
To this podcast?
No.
No, it was only middles.
Okay, so since I was, I will be.
Baba, go ahead. Yeah. Thank you. Yamanika, I fucking want to make out with you. I want to play with your rash.
I'm taping a half an hour next Tuesday.
Hey, for Comedy Central?
Hey, whose is it?
No, not for Comedy Central.
For Frank. Who's it
for? My mama and them. I will be at New York Comedy Club.
Right. Are you doing a half hour? Who's doing half hours?
I'm doing, it'll be at 8:30. The tickets are $5. I really don't give a fuck. There's a, go on the thing. The promo code is something yams. Then this.
So are our neighbors.
No, just be there next Tuesday, 8:30, New York Comedy Club. This week I will be in Council Bluff, Iowa, Friday and Saturday, and the O'Hara's in Kansas City, Missouri, on Sunday, and then Pittsburgh next weekend, followed by Chicago, Atlanta the following weekend, Boston, and then Niagara Falls in Canada. So,
you got more stuff than me.
Do you have a website, bub?
Yeah, it's yamanika.com.
And what are you on Twitter?
At Yamanika. That's YAMANEIKA. Thank you for coughing in the middle of that.
Now there's no time for my
we me and Joe List wrote you into a pilot.
You did?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Swear to God.
No,
Joe still seriously. Cares
no,
for
just
me?
A black girl named Yamanika.
Oh, okay. No, okay. I was like, me and Joe had a weird experience.
When?
On we got very racial on Tuesday with stories.
Why? What happened?
I made a comment that, you know, I said, I don't trust sitting next to a white guy in a movie theater. And then it all went to shit after that.
I don't blame you.
Why?
A crazy looking white guy.
Why?
Not a regular white guy.
Really?
Because I don't know if he's going to tell you to be quiet.
No, yeah. Before and after they shoot me. I said the same amount of concern.
We don't mind if you yell after the shooting.
The same amount of concern that people have for seeing a black guy, and that whether it's warranted or not, that fear is the same thing I feel when I sit next to a white guy in a movie theater. Not, I don't know what the fuck is going on. And it became more of an issue that I know that he's more than likely knows he's going to get away with it or live through the experience than anybody else that would do some shit like that.
What
so
if
I
it's
get
a guy with a really tiny mouth?
Do guys at movie theaters pick your arm thinking those are raisinettes?
This just
that was just
this
mean.
Just happened.
Baby, don't listen to that.
Oh,
listen
thank
to
you.
Me. Babe, listen, it's a rash. That's not leprosy.
Oh, you know what's so funny? My friend stayed after What's Your Fucking Deal? And she was like, oh, yeah. You went up and said everybody Aunt Jemima went up or some shit like that, or I make pancakes on Sunday.
No.
You motherfucker!
No, I said we had some big acts here tonight. Yamanika jumped off the pancake box to be here. That's all.
It's not a box. It's a bottle. You fucking idiot.
No, you fucking idiot.
It's a bottle.
And pancakes.
She mixes and a good
no. Well, listen, we ain't gonna argue about what black women do what for you white people. Pancakes, syrup, olive butter.
I'm not white.
Rice.
I'm not white.
No, the butter's an Indian woman.
Yeah.
And if you take your knees and you fold it half, your titties.
Oh, my God. I've never heard that shit in my life.
Oh,
are you serious?
Yeah. I used to jerk off to that when I was a kid.
Jesus Christ. All right. What do you got, Kurt?
I'm going to Comedy Works in February. I don't know, early February.
Comedy Works in Denver?
Montreal.
Oh, shit. Where?
There used to be Jimbo's, but I guess it's reopened.
Oh, no shit. I fucking love that club.
I know,
cool.
Me too, man.
I mean, I know they can't pay crazy, but I'd fucking go do that for a weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to go. So if you're Montreal,
good
coming
for
up
you,
there,
man.
Yeah.
Is the same guy own it?
No, I don't think so.
No, it's a different guy.
Who owns it?
I don't know.
Frank.
Dude, that's a great club. What else you got?
I got. I'm going to be at Cap City, dude, just before Moon Tower, and then I'm doing Moon Tower.
Where the fuck is Cap City?
Austin.
In Austin.
I never played that club either.
You never did?
No, they fucking don't have me. Who books that?
I did. Rich Miller.
Rich
Miller. That's why. I don't think Rich likes me. I don't think Rich likes me. I mean, he's a nice guy, but not that he hates me, but I don't. All right, there you go.
I did it once.
It's Comedy Works, and it's February 5th.
I heard that's a great club, too.
You got Canadian fans?
I do.
Vancouver.
We have a lot of,
I'm going to Vancouver
February
23rd.
Yeah, what are you doing farting in the mic, you old
man? Oh, I'm going to fucking Just for Laughs in Vancouver. Probably.
Buddy, can you speed? I know you're high, but can you speed this up at all?
Why do you keep saying that? I've been high for over an hour.
Listen, where the fuck are you in Vancouver? You're literally stopping.
Just for Laughs.
Just for Laughs, yeah. What?
Vancouver, I don't know.
Oh, great. I love Just for Laughs. Love those guys. Oh. All right, so where can they see you? You got to go on Facebook. You got to follow Kurt on Facebook.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Why?
I don't need that attention. And
what?
New season Inside Amy's coming out. I just got done with that.
Oh, that's great.
Of what?
Is it
Inside Amy?
They're still shooting it, though, right?
Just now, it's probably starting.
It's just starting now.
Yeah.
Oh, great. One of my favorites.
She's going to take off.
She's killing it. My God. Thanks for coming on. What do you got, Stavi, baby?
Stavi, my erotic Instagram account. Please check that out. At Stavi,
baby. Did you see the new one we did?
No. Stavvy, baby.
You have a for real erotic?
Check it out.
Erotica.
Stavvy,
I'll show you right
now. Wait, you live in New York now?
Mm-hmm. Just moved. So please check that out.
Here's the one we did.
Oh, yeah. Me and Bobby did a real nice video.
Hey, are you ready?
Criminally underliked.
You ready? Here it is. Criminally. If you go to my Instagram or you go to his, yeah, he didn't like it.
Oh, what a hater.
Well, I didn't hear it with the sound.
What a hater.
Right. Yeah. No, he's not a hater. He just didn't. Here you go.
Hey, man, smell this peppermint.
Put it on the mic, Bobby.
Oh, this is pretty.
Pretty good. So,
I guess that was worth the move to New York.
But check it out. I'm naked in every picture. It's a great piece of
what else you got? I mean, I really did see. I think the people are right on that one.
You think
I
so?
I thought it was funny. My wife said it. She was like, you know, you do stuff, but that might have been a little too a little too weird. And my family, this is the problem. You guys, are all on your phone.
I was trying to find the. Sorry, I'm darling.
Kidding. Listen, no, it's just, you're on camera. Listen, I look like nobody cares what I'm talking about.
That's all. So you're just getting ready for.
If people aren't listening, if people are just visually watching this, it's me talking and you guys like this.
I thought you guys cameras cut mine. I haven't been hiding my chins or anything.
No, we got you.
You look great.
You look beautiful.
Wait, are you taping the half an hour at New York Comedy Club? Is that
yes.
What you're okay.
Yeah.
That's why you need to fill it up.
Well, no one could come. The half an hour is going to be done regardless of who's sitting in the seat. If you're free, I would love for you to be there.
When is it?
8:30.
On what day?
It's a Tuesday. It's the 26th.
Oh, I'll be in of February?
Of January. It's next weekend, darling.
Oh, I see.
That's
what I'm doing, the Patrice benefit.
You're doing it?
I host it every
Oh, yeah.
Year.
Oh, I'm not.
What is it for?
Like, it's for Patrice.
For the family.
Oh, we're raising money, I think, for the mom and the
wife.
Oh,
yeah.
And, you know, it's to keep his memory alive and, you know, to celebrate Patrice every year and make sure people don't forget him and we don't forget him. So,
yeah.
Oh, Billy nice. Burr hooked that up. Yeah.
Yeah. I've never been
I would have loved to have been there.
That's different.
You know what? Here's the thing. Look, I'm not going to be there, but, you know, I'm not there. I was there the first 2 years. I'm not there. They get new people every year, so you might be there. You know, it's like when the Boston Comics Come Home thing happened. I didn't get on that. I was all fucking like, what? You know, you want to be on.
You're Cam Neely's best friend.
Now I am.
Oh, really?
But no, I have no. He looks at me every year like, hey, what's up? He's met me five times. But now I'm on it. You know what I mean? So,
do they use you every year up there?
Not every year. They didn't use me this year. 2 years in a row, and then I took one off. So, anyways, the Starve Baby.
Starve Baby.
He comes with me on the road. Fucking love him to death. He's a funny, funny motherfucker. So make sure you check him out. What do you got, Scope?
Get me at Chris Scopo on Twitter. And then Thursday, January 28th, come to New York Comedy Club. 10:30 show. It's going to be a good time. Come on out.
What do you got there, Deepu?
On R2 Deepu across the board. And after you've checked out everyone else's great content, you can check out my live stream, twitch.tv/R2Deepu on weekends.
Both these guys, fucking funny guys, and they're kicking ass. And what do you got for me?
Your dates, if you're listening live right now, this weekend you'll be at Off the Hook Comedy Club in Naples, Florida. That's the whole Thursday through Saturday. Then you're going to be at McCurdy's Comedy Club in Sarasota, Florida the next weekend, the 29th, 30th, 31st. First week in February, February 4th, 5th, 6th, Stand Up Live in Phoenix, Arizona. And then you're going to be 11th, 12th, 13th. You're going to be at the Comedy Scene in Foxborough, Massachusetts.
Yeah, and then we start filming. We start filming Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll mid-February. I'm excited about that. So make sure you go to robertkellylive.com. My special's up there for $5 if you want to own it. Long unedited version.
Two announcements?
And then all my dates are up there, all that stuff. And I'm going to be putting a mailing list up there. All the people in the comics last week, you fucking sold out the two shows on Friday. I fucking love you for coming
out. Awesome. Great shows.
New comics
and
coming.
The one in
Mohegan Sun.
Yeah, it's
Bobby's great. Doing that in March.
Unbelievable. It's great. Yeah, her post is up. It looks great. Yeah, we got two announcements. Look, one I'm not gonna. I keep plugging two big things. One's gonna help out this show and all the other shows on Riotcast. It's coming real soon. We're gonna give you the fans the opportunity if you want to show your love for the shows. It's gonna help everybody. It's gonna be great. It's an opportunity for everybody. And there's gonna be options. It's gonna be nice, man. You're gonna love it. And then another, we got a brand new show coming out. I can't announce it yet, but fans of this show, when I tell you. Who it's going to be, you're going to fucking flip out.
On Riotcast?
On Riotcast, another original show like Voss's show, like Live at the Comedy Cellar. This is another original show that Riotcast...
You got Jared from Subway.
From prison. So we're going to be announcing...
Set the record straight.
Let's set the record straight. We're going to be announcing that real soon. And that's it. What else do we have?
If you want to send anything to the studio, you're going to do Attention YKWD Podcast, enter the Comedy Cellar at 117 McDougal Street, 10012.
And if you guys want to come in, we have...
Next week we have someone coming in.
What?
Next week we have someone coming in.
Okay, next week we have somebody coming in.
We can get two people next week. So
Tuesday?
We're
doing Tuesday, right?
I figured, yeah.
Okay, great. So we're doing Tuesday. You guys want to come down to the studio, hang out with us, sit on the couch, have a drink while the show goes on live. All you have to do is email.
YKWDproducer@riotcast.com.
We didn't get to Lauren on the Skype tonight.
What kind of drink?
We have all kinds of drinks.
Water, soda.
We have coffee, beer, soda, whatever you want. We have whiskey up here if you want whiskey. Yeah.
Oh.
We have an espresso machine over there.
Whoa.
Absolutely. You guys can use the studio anytime you want to up here.
Huh?
You guys, you and Bonnie, if you want to do the show here one night.
Who would run it for us?
Same thing as the way you do at home.
No, we need these guys to do all this technical stuff. I wouldn't know.
I'll come in for them. Sure.
There you go. Look at that. They fucking just said they come.
He's got to prepare for the New York Comedy Club show, so I don't want to fuck him up.
So if you guys want to come in, make sure you fucking email him. It's pretty easy. All right, that's it. You guys are the best fans in the fucking world.
Hi,
thanks
mate.
For listening. You know what, dude? Podcast.
You've been listening to the YKWD Podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.